KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Reading Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Reading Sportsman's Expo at the Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Star, we're going to talk to a naval flight instructor to get his thoughts on that plane that was shot down today over Iran. What does he think? And he's going to read between the lines for us and tell us what he knows and what he thinks he knows about that missing pilot. We'll do all that next hour. But this hour, we've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks. We've had him on the books for a couple of weeks. He's a comedian. You've seen him on HBO Max, his True TV, CBS, ABC. He's been all over. He's been doing it for 20-plus years. His name is Quincy Carr, comedian Quincy Carr. Welcome to America at Night.
Hey, how's everything going there?
We are doing well. Thank you for joining us on a Friday night. We should mention you got started, your career. You were U.S. Navy, were you not?
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely. Sailor all the way. Like I joke on stage, I say, because I'll ask where all the military veterans, right? And so I'll find out who's a Marine, who's in the Army, who's in the Air Force. And usually the Marines will do the hoorah. And then the Army goes, right. And then the Army goes, hoo. And I'm like, hold up, are you dry heaving? And then I'll joke on the Air Force. I'll say, I don't know, y'all don't have a call. It's probably the sound of paper shuffling. And right when the crowd is like, oh, and I'm like, you know, I'm only saying that because the Navy doesn't have one either. And if we did, then it'd be something stupid like bloop, bloop. So, yeah, all so right. I'm Navy all the way, bro.
Navy all the way. When did you get the bug for being a comedian? How did all that happen? What was the energy? What was the impetus to get you up on stage for the first time?
It's actually crazy, man, because so I've always been a fan of like comedy, just funny sitcom and movies, like as I was growing up. But I never had the idea that I would be in front of people talking, let alone trying to make them laugh. Obviously, because of my stutter, right? I had that my entire life. And when I got out the Navy, I'm in my first civilian job, and this coworker, just comes up to me and says, "Quincy, have you ever thought about stand-up comedy?" And I'm like, "No, why?" She said, "'Cause you always keep us like laughing, but you're also very disruptive at work, and we're supposed to be like customer service reps. And so instead of making calls, I'm up there making jokes." And I said, no. So she introduced me to this guy locally that was, also working at the same telemarketing job. And she said, just go talk to him. And so I did. And then I thought that it was over. So our supervisor did a department hangout type of event, I guess like a team bonding event, and it was at a karaoke bar. And everyone, because we were customer service reps, everyone had to go up and pick a song and sing a song. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. Number one, I can't sing. And number two, are you crazy? Like these people would hear me stutter, right? Because I didn't know that my stutter would be blocked in that way. And of course, everybody picks their song, and I ended up picking Michael Jackson because I was always a fan of Michael Jackson. And I said, you know what? If I'm going to make a fool of myself, I'm going to at least do the Michael Jackson impersonations and stuff. So long story short, I'm in this this redneck bar, like the two blackest things were me and the microphone stand. And so everybody is in there, you know, not even getting the attention of the crowd. And then, of course, I go up and I started performing Michael Jackson's Beat It. I not only performed it, but I reenacted the video. So like from sliding across the pool table to doing the knife fight scene. And by the time I was done, people stood up and my coworker said, if you don't do what God has blessed you to do, you just got this whole bar of people who don't know who you are to give you a like a standing ovation, and they were laughing. You have to try it, and the bug bit me in 1999, man.
What a great story. Quincy, one of the reasons why I discovered you was somebody, one of the texters reached out to me and said, you have to watch this comedian, Quincy Carr. He's a stutterer. I've been on the radio since 1994, I guess, and I've been a stutter. I had a stutter. I have a stutter, as you know. And I thought, I'd love for you to come on and, talk about your craft, but talk about, being a stutterer and getting up on stage, because it's, to me, it's such a fascinating, you know, it's always the quietest kid who gets up on stage who's the comedian, right? It's the person who can't talk who makes his life talking. You know, Ken Venturi, was a golf analyst. He was a golfer and a golf analyst. He had a massive stutter. He became a golf analyst for CBS. John Stossel at 2020. Bill Walton, who the basketball player, was a stutter. I mean, there's so many of us who have sort of just said, forget it. We're just going to try it. And warts and all, and just, you know, put ourselves out there. And so I thought it'd be nice to invite you on and talk about your craft and your stutter. Did you get any professional help, or did you overcome it on your own?
Well, first of all, before I even tell you that, I just want to tell you that was a bold move for you to put a stutterer on the radio along with you. Like, we don't know how long this conversation is going to go. So that's a bold move, sir.
Well, it's late night radio, so nobody's really listening anyway, so don't worry about it.
Right. Well, So not really professional help. When I was in middle school, I would go to like these little classes for students like myself, and they would give me the typical stuff that I'm sure that you've been given, like tips and tools to help get through a sentence or like a struggle word or a syllable. And it was just breathe in slowly and then breathe out, and on your exhale, say what you need to say. And I'm a kid then, but as I grew up, I'm like, that would never work, because it would never work. Like, you know, like, we deal with real adult problems, bro. So, you know, like, if I'm in the house and I hear a, you know, a noise, I'm trying to call 911, but I gotta breathe first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before I say, hey, we got an intruder. So that was pretty much the only help that I had really gotten. And then when I discovered I was able to actually talk in front of people without stuttering, that happened when I took in my very first college course, public speaking. And I only took that course because I was looking forward to being an entrepreneur as a licensed professional barber. And I knew I knew I was going to have to talk to clients. I knew I was going to have to, you know, like, talk to other businesses and get sponsors. So I wanted to be able to talk in front of people. And that's when I discovered, when I had to do my speech assignments in front of the class, I would never stutter. And that's when it dawned on me, I don't stutter in front of people I don't know. Like, I only stutter in front of people that I'm really comfortable with, and that's what's allowed me to be on radio, TV, even do a couple of films, because, you know, I don't know the people behind the camera. So it's like this little thing that cuts off.
So if you, after the show, you go out with your buddy and have a soda, it's much more difficult speaking than it is now.
Yeah, it depends how well I know them.
Yeah. So listen to this. So my sister is a stutterer, and she's a teacher. She's a teacher.
Wow.
She doesn't stutter when she's in front of the class. She stutters when she talks to the student one on one. But when she's up in the class, she doesn't stutter. Yeah. Yeah. It's an amazing thing. Hey, Quincy, hold that thought. We're just getting started. Quincy Carr is our guest for the hour. He is a comedian for 20 years. You've seen him on HBO Max. You've seen him on ABC. You've seen him on CBS. He has a comedy tour going on. We'll get to all of those things. And yes, he is a stutterer, and yours truly, so am I. So we're going to talk about that as well, because it's one of the few handicaps you can still make fun of and still get a laugh. You can't make fun of somebody in a wheelchair, but you can make fun of somebody who stutters, who has a hard time talking. We'll get into all of that coming up in a bit. America at Night with comedian Quincy Carr. America at Night, back in a moment.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Why pay more for a great shave? Choose Barbasol, America's
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Imagine walking to your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
You can't love what you don't know.
For nearly 150 years, American Humane Society has been a promise and a guiding light in the world of animal welfare. Our commitment to rescuing, caring for, and protecting animals sets a gold standard in care and compassion. As pioneers in the field, we've grown into a global authority, trusted to lead the way in nearly every arena of animal protection. Our innovative programs touch the lives of over 1 billion animals each year, spanning conservation, humane farming, filmed entertainment, zoos and aquariums, service dogs, military, rescue, and working animals. Our science-based certification programs are a seal of approval that is not easily earned. We are the guardians of those who cannot speak for themselves. Join us, and together, we will create a more humane world.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk. More risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, we're talking a little comedy tonight. Next hour, we're going to talk to a naval fighter and get his thoughts on the news today. But this hour, we're talking to Quincy Carr, who is a comedian. Quincy, what I find interesting about your stutter and your act is that you talk about it in your act, but you talk about it as it's what you have. It's not who you are. And I find that so interesting in that you don't shy away from it, but you don't harp on it either.
Yeah, so the very first bit that I wrote was a bit about my stutter. But I'm very transparent in a lot of things that I do. So it doesn't, you know, like bother me to share, like when I started comedy, I started out stealing jokes, right? Like I would hear some joke, you know, I would look at an old VHS tape because we're old school, right? So I would look at old VHS tapes and I said, "Oh, I'll just put that in my own words." And this veteran comic, he came up to me and said, "Hey, man, you have a good stage presence. You're likable, but you don't want to be known as a hack comic. You don't want to be known as a comic that steals material." And because I'm a middle child and I take everything as a challenge, I took that as, oh, he doesn't think that I can really be a good comic, because I didn't realize what I was doing was considered a negative thing. And so the very first bit that I wrote was a bit about me stuttering. And, you know, it's a bit that every now and again I'll bring it up when I'm talking about stuttering, but I don't always use it much anymore because it's so old.
Yeah. The other thing, too, I noticed is you are, and you make a point, this, that you are profanity-free, family-friendly, and I find that so refreshing. Why did you choose to go that way?
Because I have a mother that I'm scared of. My mother, God bless her, she's still alive, and she's in her 70s. Now, this is the same woman that when I grew up and out, she was watching the Eddie Murphy Raw. She was watching all of the movies with cursing in it and tell us, you know, y'all better not ever be out there doing that, right? And so when I told her I was starting to do comedy, she said, "Do me one favor. Just don't be out there talking raunchy and nasty." And I'm like, this is the same mother that, you know, smoked weed and you know, got little X-rated tapes, her and my dad. Are you kidding me? You know, what hypocrites these folks are. And so I started out cursing or using profanity in my sets. And then what I realized was, one time I got booked to perform at a church after this group had seen me at this comedy club. And she said, "We watched your set and we want to hire you at our church." Excuse me. And I said, "Ma'am, did you not just see me upstage? Did you see me up there on stage? I said a few words." She said, "Yeah, but the way you curse, we know your material can be cleaned up because your material wasn't based on that curse word, not like the other comics. Like they use it to get from one joke to another." And I said, "Really, that's how you viewed me? Okay." So I go and I rock out and I did that church. And I just did my same material without any profanity. And it was pretty much, that was the birth of the realizing funny is funny if it's funny. It's not funny because you used a curse word to get that laugh. So my brand of comedy in 2010, I started a brand called Quality Comedy, and I finally got it officially trademarked in 2023. So my brand of comedy is Quality Comedy, just clean and family adult humor that can go anywhere.
So before I went and sought professional help for my stutter, either genius or insane, my mother didn't want me to go to speech classes in high school because she didn't want me to think there was something wrong with me, which in some ways is genius, and in some ways is moronic, because go get help for your situation.
Right.
So I never did, and I had developed techniques that I used to overcome my stutter. And one of the techniques was, and I can't say this on the radio, but one of them was I would insert a curse word into the word I knew I was going to stutter on. And let me just tell you that it's a word that I cannot say on the radio, okay? And so I would say I went to the blank store to pick up a blanking blank blank loaf of bread, right? And people thought I had right. the foulest mouth in the world, but that was the only word I could use that I wouldn't stutter, right? I would reset my brain or my tongue or my throat or my airwaves or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that was what I used. And people thought, boy, they're like, this guy is the foulest mouth person in the world. I just asked him his name and he dropped three F-bombs for no reason. And when I finally went to the speech pathologist, she explained to me that I was using that as a substitute for other flow words. And it's like my whole world opened up after that.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not a doctor, but if I were to diagnose you, Mr. McGraw, I would say that you were the first person in history with stutter Tourette's, okay? I don't know why no one ever told you that, and they should have told you that, but you had stutter Tourette's, first in history, and you were quite successful with it, bro.
Once I learned why Mel Tillis stuttered when he talked but when he didn't sing, and why stutterers, when they can read out loud, they don't stutter, but when they talk off the cuff, they're much more apt to stutter, why phone is very difficult. I had all these tics on my face, and she would film me to teach me the tics, right? It was I would raise my eyebrows and the word would then come out, so I subconsciously raised my eyebrows so the word would come out. I mean, these are all things that people needed to know to sort of practice on.
Yeah, like I blink my eyes. So I'm a co-host of this TV show that airs throughout Virginia called Living 7x7. And I tell them all the time, because we don't use a teleprompter. And I say, even if we use a teleprompter, I need to know what's on the teleprompter, because you will not Ron Burgundy me at all, because I don't know what's coming up. And so when I would watch myself back in the beginning, they would be like, Q, you're doing great. And I'm like, no, like, look at my face. So I blink my eyes if I know a stutter is going to come on and I want to try to, get past it. And so I blink my eyes and they say, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Quincy Carr, we're just getting started. Comedian, you've seen him everywhere. He's HBO Max, ABC, CBS, and he's with us all hour. Quincy Carr, America at Night. Stay right there. Back.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hear ye good folk, you are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just 17 $15 for adults, $15 for youth 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
Prevent any disease or condition.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Hey guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Furnished by Food Allergy Research and Education.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
He's a Navy man, and then after his hitch, he became a comedian. Walked up on stage and just started the job. 20-plus years later, he is a headliner for Holland America and Norwegian Cruise Lines. You've seen him on HBO Max. You've seen him on ABC and CBS. His name is Quincy Carter, and he is with us for the full hour. Quincy, take me back to those early days. You just called up a comedy club and looked for an open mic night and got up on stage and just started, right? You put one foot in front of the other. That's how it starts, right?
Never. That's never how it starts. That's what it feels like when you look back years later. But no, this particular club, it's no longer around. It's called the Thorogood Inn Comedy Club in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And they had a really structured thing with new comics. So I came there and I said, hey, I would like to, you know, try some stand-up. And they said, well, if you're going to be at this club, we need to see your dedication. So we need to see you come 3 straight weeks. And so every Wednesday and Thursday, Wednesday nights it was comedy and improv, and Thursday nights it was just workshop night, like for your comedy material. And so I came 3 straight weeks, and on that after that third week, the club manager said, all right, do you have your 3 minutes ready? And I'm like, yeah, and I didn't. So I came back that next week, and I got on stage, and the one thing I remember about my very first performance were I can't remember all 3 bits that I talked about, but I talked about my first job at Wendy's. I talked about a coworker who likes to show pictures of her ugly kids, and nobody cares. And I can't remember what that third bit was, but what I remember about the entire performance was it went by really fast, and my fingertips were like on fire. Like I've never felt that feeling since, but I was just like, well, maybe that was just the indoctrination of okay, this is what you enjoy. And I've been, yeah, that bug hit me 27 years ago, bro. So
yeah. Is it true? You get on stage, however, whenever, and you just keep doing it and keep doing it. Good times and bad sets and good sets. You just keep doing it.
Yeah. So, for a lot of comics that will swear up and down that they've never bombed on stage, those comics are lying or they've never really performed in front of anybody. So you go through the you know, hills and the valleys and all that stuff of, you know, thinking that, okay, I'm the hottest thing. And mind you, 27 years ago, there was no social media. So nowadays, the game is completely different. Then we just had to get on stage and people just had to believe that we were just as good as we said we were the night before. And a really fun fact about my name. So my name is Quincy Carr. When I was growing up, I hated how my name sounded, right? Because when the teacher would call me, Quincy just sounded weak. It sounded like real soft, like Quincy Carr. And I was going by the nickname. Everybody always called me Q, and I would wear a hat cocked to the side, and I would say, hey, my stage name is Q. And about a year and a half in, this veteran comic asked me, he said, hey, Q, what's your full name? And I said, Quincy. And he said, hold up, what's your last name? I said, Carr. And he said, say that again? I said, Quincy Carr. And he said, dude, what the hell are you doing going by your initial? Do you know how cool your name sounds? I'm like, my name? And he's like, yeah, like Quincy Carr, it has a nice ring to it. And it never dawned on me that that's how my name sounded to other people, especially as a stage name. And from that night, I said, okay, well, from now on, just introduce me as Quincy Carr. And now I love the name. I thank my mom for naming me that.
Yeah.
For years, I hated how Quincy sounded.
We are our own worst critic. We are our own worst enemy. Quincy, tell me your favorite bomb story.
Oof. So, one in particular. So for the listeners out there, obviously I'm a black comic, and the comedy club that I started out as started out in is what they refer to as a mainstream comedy club, predominantly white. So when black comics are in front of white audiences, typically the white audiences are more welcoming. Like, oh, yep, you know, he's black. He's probably going to talk about something that we have no idea about. I'm interested. I'm in. And so I never struggled just going on stage and going right into material. Well, so when you're in front of a predominantly black audiences, we are tougher on each other, right? And I didn't know that. So I go up in front of a predominantly black audience, and I'm just going right into material. Well, with black audiences, we need you to relate to us in some way in the beginning because we've never heard of you or seen you. So if you just come up and start telling jokes, we don't want to hear no jokes. We want to hear how can we relate to you. So I'm on stage. I'm doing what I think is a good starter joke. That joke started this avalanche of quietness, and quietness on stage is the worst. And before I knew it, somebody in the audience goes, "Get your A off stage." And I was like, man, it was so quiet, but he yelled it so loud. The audience was like, now that was funny. And I'm like, so that's my time, y'all. Thank you. And I just walked up the stage and I said, wow. So I struggled, just kind of trying to find who I was with all audiences. And it was a club manager that I asked. I said, I'm struggling with the difference between black and white comedy. And he said, that's why you're struggling. I said, comedy is not black or white. Comedy is funny if it's funny. And what you have to do is know how to read your audience and know where you are, relate to them without disrespecting them. And once you pull them in and bring them into your world, you'll have smooth sailing. So that's that came at after I bombed. And then, of course, I bombed like a couple years later on a stage where a person tried to heckle me, and I didn't have a response for it. So I just got off stage. And that whole week, I started working on a response just in case that ever happened to me again. So I go back that next week. Sure enough, it happens again. And I responded back to him, and the crowd goes crazy, right? And I'm like, that's all it took? You know, so those are my two bomb stories. But as I tell people, I don't pick on people in the audience because I understand my situation. Number one, yeah. I don't see security checks. So I don't know what these people are carrying, and it's not that funny once the show is over with. So I understand that I don't know how to fight either. So I'm not picking on people in the audience. And then, you know, I've just never been good at snapping on people, which I talk about in my dry bar comedy special. So,
you know, I used to love to watch, I would come home Friday nights and watch Def Comedy Jam. I thought that was hilarious. And I thought it was even funnier when there was like one white guy in the audience, and they would always call out the one white guy in the audience, like, "Hey, my white friend, how are we?" I thought that was hilarious. I mean, I just, still to this day, I go back and look at Def Comedy Jam tapes. They're just hilarious.
Yeah. It's basically the foundation of what I believe, the expectation of, what the industry calls urban comedy. Yeah. Like it's the foundation of what that expectation is. But for someone like me that started out in a mainstream room, I was never that urban type comic. And I would be looked at a little bit differently, by audiences that expected me to come out and be raw and raunchy. And I'm like, no, that's not my style, but I'm going to make you laugh. I'm just not going to do what you expect.
You know, very similar to radio. I think you have to be who you are. You can't be somebody else, right? You can't be that. I can't be that bombastic, screaming, yelling talk show host. That ain't me. That's not who I am. And you're on stage too often. You're on the air too often. That if you project something that you're not, the audience is going to sniff it out in a second.
Oh, yeah. And when they pick up on it, man, it is one of the most heartbreaking, gut-wrenching things. Because like I've told people, I say, unlike a musician or a band, like, we are the lone rangers on that stage. So when we're not doing well, we can't defer to, hey, give me some drums.
Yeah.
like we are, it's just us. So, man, I get it.
Yeah. And you're like, I got 7 more minutes left? Okay, well.
Yeah. That's when my fingers and my feet start burning at that point. Because it's like, man, when you start out on a bit, so I have a structured set, right? And my set can go anywhere based on how I start. So if that starting bit, which usually every comic has their starting bit, this is what's going to get me going tonight. Man, when that bit goes wrong, you are in your head thinking about a million ways to get out of the situation that you're in, and it may only be realistically 2 seconds of you looking like you're trying to think.
Right.
But
right.
That's where you usually get those comments and go, man, it's crazy out here. It's crazy.
Like, well, you know, it's interesting, very much like a stutterer. When I listen to tapes of the show, I hear my stutter and how I stammer through something or how I'm using my techniques to get through.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Perfect, end up being human. I could be judged because I'm a person that stutters. But I let people know I'm like a recovering stutterer. So like a recovering alcoholic or drug addict, I'm good. And so somebody who's doing that comes around me, now I got to do it too. And so by the time I'm in the, you know, at the end of my set, if I happen to stutter or stammer over a word, I say, see, it looks like we all are cool because I'm stuttering now. And then the crowd will just bust out laughing. So you kind of got to find a way to disarm.
Yeah. Quincy Carr, our guest for a couple more minutes. He's a comedian. You see him on HBO Max. He's been all over the place. He has comedy specials. We'll get to all that in a second where you can find him and follow him. Quincy, do you ever talk to kids or groups of stutterers or have been asked to talk at any classes or any groups of kids who have stutterers about your stutter?
Not yet. I mean, I'm hoping maybe after this interview, I get put on some national tour to just hold everybody up by trying to get through a word. But, yeah, man, if I get an opportunity to do that, man, I would love that. Like, I give back to help people that have speech and hearing obstacles, at our local university here, Old Dominion University. So, I just found a way to just use my platform to help people that really is something near and dear to my heart, and just showing them that if I can kind of overcome or live with or work through my stutter to be who I've become, then I'm sure that could inspire somebody else that, hey, you know what, it's not the end of the world. So, yeah, man. But if I get an opportunity, I mean, I love to be able to speak in front of people and just inspire people. But I did do a high school, I want to say a couple of years ago in Utah. And they saw me on the cruise ship, like some faculty members, and they hired me to come out to talk to those students and inspire them. And sure enough, it was a student that came up to me and said, man, you know, and he's stuttering pretty bad. And he's like, man, I would really love to try this, but seeing you, like, I think I have a chance. And I'm like, hey, man, that's good. If I can inspire somebody, man, it makes me feel great.
Yeah, no, it's Quincy. That's why I wanted to get you on the show and talk to you and, let you know that there are others out there like us.
and we're
not going away and we're here to take over the world. So no, it
may be a little slow, but
it might take a while, but when we finally finish saying what it is we're saying, we're going to do it. Quincy, how do people follow you? How do they get a hold of you? Where can they see you?
Oh yeah, you guys, it's very simple. Quincy Carr, you can Google that name and it'll come up as Carr with two R's, or, Quality Comedy King. That's my brand. That's my handle on Instagram and TikTok. The Quincy Carr, that's on Facebook. And then obviously Quincy Carr on YouTube, just trying to grow my YouTube subscribers as well. So, either Quality Comedy King or Quincy Carr. It's the easiest way to find.
Are you touring now? Are you planning on a tour? Do you have any albums coming out? Any specials or anything?
Well, first of all, I didn't know that they called them albums anymore. You were so 80s, sir.
Do you have any eight tracks? I'm sorry. I didn't know the hip language.
Eight tracks and cassettes and all types of stuff. I'm on cruise ships. As a matter of fact, I go back out to sea again for like 3 weeks on two different cruise ships with Norwegian. And so that's where, you know, like folks that are vacationing, they get a chance to entertain them. And it's a whole different world out there. And then I have a few comedy club spots. I did get booked recently at Riddle's Comedy Club in Chicago. That's going to be in July. But I haven't been on the road in terms of comedy clubs because of just evolving to where, like, these cruise ships, man, like, they provide a lot more access and a lot faster.
Sure.
So, because these comedy clubs aren't really paying attention to comics nowadays if you don't have, like, a trillion followers and all that stuff. So it's not like it was when I started. So, if folks follow me, maybe I'll be in the comedy club soon.
Yeah. comedian Quincy Carr. Go to QuincyCarr.com. He's also up there on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and everything else. Quincy Carr. Quincy, good luck down the road. Be safe. You are always welcome here. Keep doing what you're doing. You are an inspiration to all of us, including yours truly, and please come back in the future.
No doubt, man. Thank you so much for having me. And we didn't stutter not once. Good job.
Yeah. From your mouth to God's ears. Quincy, be good. Thanks for checking in.
Yes, sir.
You got it. Quincy Carr with us, comedian on a Friday night. It is America at Night. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home? Well, there's one thing that'll get it sold fast and at the highest price. Ready? Find the best real estate agent to help you sell it. Simple, right? But how do you find the best real estate agent? That's easy. Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. On Ready and only on Ready, the best agents near you compete for your business. And get this, they pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, the best agents put up their money to be your real estate agent. A cash bonus up front, usually thousands of dollars. Extra money in your pocket on day one, just so you'll pick them to be your agent. How much cash? $2,000? $5,000? $10,000? Find out. It's easy and it's free. Just go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com, or call 888-270-READY, 888-270-READY, and get paid to pick your agent.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Hey, we're done for hour number one. Text line is alive and well, 1-844-2-McGraw. Listen to this. Tim from, Washington State. Tim, nice to have a lighthearted guest and enjoyed the conversation. We could use a bit more of that. Yes, we could use a bit more of that. That's what we do here on America at Night. We talk about everything. Hence the show, America at Night. It's a broad topic, America at Night. We talk about America and all sorts of things. Hey, some news today about a downed fighter pilot. One is found. One is still missing. We're going to talk to a captain, United States Navy, retired, who was a 25-year veteran of the Navy and a decorated naval flight officer. We'll talk to him about what he heard in the news today and what he thinks. We'll get his bird's eye view coming up. And then Theo Lewis Clark on TV Exec for a day. So we're just getting started. Stay right there. Our executive director this hour is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Millhaven. This is America at Night on Westwood One.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Two U.S. military planes were shot down in separate incidents Friday, escalating tensions in the ongoing conflict. One fighter was shot down in Iran. A U.S. crew member on the FA-15 was rescued, but another remains missing. And as correspondent John Gambrell reports tonight, prior to word of a rescue, a channel affiliated with Iranian state television was urging Iranians to find the crew.
A local affiliate of Iranian state television in southwest Iran said the pilot bailed out of their aircraft. Now an anchor on that channel went on air and said that police were searching for this pilot and said that anyone who found the pilot should capture them and they would receive a reward. Earlier, though, they were telling people to shoot at the invaders.
Separately, Iranian state media reporting a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed in the Persian Gulf. The incidents occurred as Iran launched attacks across the Middle East. As Cuba faces extreme pressure amidst an oil embargo by the U.S., there was a bit of joy for some on Good Friday.
Families wrapped their arms around freed loved ones outside Cuban prisons after Cuba's government said it was going to release 2,010 prisoners in what it says is a humanitarian gesture ahead of Holy Week. Those released say they were surprised when they were called name by name and were told they were free to go. 20-year-old Emilio Alejandro Leyva Arias, jailed for robbery, was among those released. His mother cried as she hugged him and says, "This is how all mothers who are seeing their sons being freed should feel today." I'm Lisa Dwyer.
American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February, and the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. The Labor Department reporting Friday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of 133,000 jobs in February. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Gold and silver recently soared to record highs, then pull back. So, are precious metals still a good buy? Many Wall Street experts predict higher prices ahead. Why? Because we still have trillions in national debt, a declining dollar, and inflation that keeps shrinking our savings. Even with corrections along the way, gold remains a historical hedge for wealth protection. That's why Morgan Stanley's chief investment officer ditched the 60-40 stock and bonds portfolio and recommended up to 20% in precious metals. They're getting educated, and you should too. Call Lear Capital at 800-992-2255 for your free gold investment kit and learn how you could qualify for up to $20,000 in bonus gold. Lear Capital has over $3 billion in transactions and thousands of five-star reviews. Call 800-992-2255. That's 800-992-2255 or visit LearAlex.com.
Myanmar's parliament elects a new president from the senior ranks of the military. We get more on the story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma, filing this report from London.
Min Aung Hlaing, who had been Myanmar's military chief since 2011, is one of three nominees for the president's post, but was virtually guaranteed a job as lawmakers from military-backed parties and appointed members from the army hold a commanding majority in parliament. Min Aung had helped oust elected Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government in 2021 and kept a grip on power for the past 5 years. The Speaker of the Parliament's combined upper and lower houses announced that the senior general had won 429 out of the nearly 600 votes to runners-up, becoming vice presidents. Parliament members were elected in three phases in December and January. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. United Airlines is raising checked bag fees as higher fuel costs ripple through the airline industry.
Most travelers flying United within the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, as well as Latin America, will now pay $45 for their first checked bag and $55 for a second. That's $10 more than before the war. United says it is their first baggage fee increase in 2 years. JetBlue also raised its fees this week. Fuel typically makes up about a quarter of airline expenses, and analysts expect more carriers to pass those costs on to travelers. Bob Agner reporting.
Tiger Woods' second arrest on charges of driving under the influence has put golf on hold for one of the game's most important figures. There'll be no chance of a return to the Masters next week or Ryder Cup captaincy in 2027. Woods is seeking treatment outside the country following his crash a week ago in Florida. Authorities say he showed signs of impairment. Tiger Woods pleaded not guilty earlier this week to driving under the influence. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Officer, he was multiple deployments in the Persian Gulf as well as Iraqi Freedom. Armin Katurdian, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us on a busy night.
Good evening. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Good. So take us through what you heard today, and what did you hear, and what can you tell us about what you think and you know what happened today?
Certainly. So, first of all, when you're engaged in combat operations, you're going to lose assets. And frankly, it's quite amazing that we have not lost an aircraft in country up until now. I think that's a testament to our ability to roll back the Iranian integrated air defense system, our early warning and command and control. And we still don't really know for a fact whether or not that aircraft was shot down or not. We haven't necessarily heard from the one aviator that that was rescued, who probably knows, and same for that that A-10. We don't know if it was shot down necessarily or not. But these kinds of things are an accepted risk, and the aviators that are going into the in country and flying over the in country over land, feet dry, understand that these are the risks that, they can take. And when I was flying, supporting OIF in my Hawkeye over the Gulf, I was and contingencies, for such a type of thing. You briefed it, 2 hours before you took off. You brief it, days ahead of time. You've got your coordination center, your joint operations center, current operations center. Everybody understands that when something goes wrong, there's a plan to go after someone who's gone down or an aircraft that's missing. So to me, like, things moved very, very quickly to recover the first aviator, and now we're hoping that the second aviator is alive, perhaps on the run or hiding, awaiting rescue.
So talk about that for a minute. They parachute out of the airplane that they've lost control of. Take me through some of the contingencies, and when do they know to hit the eject button, and how that works.
Certainly. So when it comes to making that decision to depart an airplane, whether you're ejecting from a tactical jet or you're making a decision to bail out, at that point you recognize that your aircraft is not going to make it back to home base, that you are safer out of the aircraft than you are in the aircraft. It could be a question of something that's gradual, that builds up over time, and you start thinking about your contingencies. Or if you were suddenly hit by a missile, say the Eagle was hit by a missile, blew the back of the aircraft off, the pilot just reacts instinctually and just pulls the handles immediately and punches him and his weapon systems officer clear of the aircraft. It's a command ejection, so if the pilot leaves, the weapon systems officer falls just a few, about a couple of seconds later once the pilot is actually clear. Obviously, we saw the one seat. The question is, was it a second seat, second parachute? We don't know that yet. So, and then once you are into the air, you are, and I'm just kind of relaying what other aviators have said or the situation, but you are massively disoriented because you have been basically punched out into the slipstream. You got wind hundreds of miles an hour in your face. You're being shot in an opposite direction. Your back is compressed, your mind, everything is on full tilt, and you try to regather yourself, the seat falls away, and now you've got to basically, come down to the ground. So, if he was high enough, he probably had a chance, an opportunity to take stock of a situation, find out whether he was injured or not, and then start guiding himself down. At that point, you want to get down to the ground as fast as you can, so to speak. You don't want to come down too fast. You don't want to hurt yourself, but you want to get down. You want to get that parachute hidden away, and you want to get away from the wreckage as fast and as far away as possible.
There are extraordinary stories in the past of pilots who have ejected and have been found hours later. We found the one. Do they know? Can they follow the beacon? Do they have any way to communicate with these pilots once they're on the ground?
Well, I remember Captain Grady in Serbia was on the ground for 6 days until he was found. So you have got a litany of equipment that's with you. You've got flares, you've got smoke, you've got your pistol, you've got a CDI marker, you have food and water and a mirror and a all of these things to signal aircraft either in friendly territory or in unfriendly territory. And if you're in unfriendly territory, there's tactics, techniques, and procedures about how you would contact friendly forces. And I won't go into those right here, but how you would be judicious in your communications. And then, you're trying to listen in because, the Hawkeye or somebody may be high enough to reach you, or some other aircraft is high enough to try to reach you. Say, hey, I understand you're down. We're looking for you. And sometimes just being on the ground, it's comforting to know, okay, they know I'm down. They know I'm looking for me. I've got to get away. And then when I'm just going to keep listening in, and then maybe if I see an opportunity, I'll send a location. At least the bad guys can't.
Armin Katurdian joins us. He is a naval officer and 25-year veteran, was performed operations in Southern Watch and Iraqi Freedom. Is a pilot, once they're down, are they told to stay put? Are they told to move? Or is it dependent on what's going on the ground?
If you're in friendly territory, say an aircraft crashes here, in U.S., training accident or something, then you'll want to just get a safe distance from if you're alive, you're going to get safe distance from the wreckage, so that, you're not affected by the fire or burning or any explosions, but you'll stay close enough to it that people will be able to find you. In hostile territory, the bad guys are not going to know where the wreckage is, so you want to get far away from it. You want to move, if you can, in this case, to the west, towards the water. Every kilometer or mile that you can get closer to the water is one less mile that the combat search and rescue operation has to travel in order to find you, because, you know, they're going to come in with H-60s who are going to rescue the pilot, and also a low escort with guns and rockets to suppress troops on the ground. You've got fighters that are going to come in with air cover to protect the helicopters, to shoot down any enemy aircraft that may enter the vicinity. You've got someone overhead who's in charge. You've got command and control, either the E2 or E3, relaying commands to the search and rescue package, and relaying situation and status back to the operations center, either back on the ship or back on land, the joint rescue operations center, and saying, okay, they're in country. And then there's code words for various aspects of the evolution. So they're there, they're looking, they've made contact, they've picked up the flyer, they're egressing, there's code words so that the bad guys don't understand what's happening, and sometimes they speak unencrypted. It's static, but once it's decrypted, those messages can be understood and read, and you want to get this done as quickly as you possibly can.
Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense, has said that we own the air, and they don't have any missile defense systems. Do we think this was a lucky shot? Do we have any idea what happened?
It could be a number of things. You're completely and totally 100% eliminating an air defense system in a country as large as Iran is challenging.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Get ready to shine it up and show it off. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 19th from 11 to 2 p.m. Enter your classic car into the show at 8 a.m. and receive a free t-shirt and food voucher. Bring the whole family down for this all-ages event. Snap photos, talk with passionate car owners, and enjoy an afternoon packed with nostalgia and horsepower. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. See the shine and find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As far as I'm concerned, it's really neither here nor there. It's all a question about combat search and rescue. The fact that they rescued one pilot very quickly is a testament to their ability to pull to get this guy. As for the second one, either they don't know where he is, or perhaps that he came down in an area where it's too hot to bring someone in, and perhaps there are troops all around him, and he's just got to stay hunkered down and hidden for a little bit, and is just going to get feedback from friendlies to say, okay, maybe you can move now. Move to your west by 2 kilometers, kind of thing.
Yeah. Armin Kurdian, our guest, retired Navy captain. We will keep a good thought and keep him in our prayers. We thank you for your 25 years of service. You were in multiple deployments in the Persian Gulf. You were a naval flight officer, and you were nice enough to spend a couple minutes with us and ask us and answer our questions tonight. Be safe. Thank you for your time, and good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it. Retired Navy captain, aerospace engineer, also a lead associate at Boz Allen Hamilton, Captain Armin Kurdian, 25-year naval veteran, U.S. Navy, decorated naval flight officer, also a test pilot school, master's in aerospace engineering, and again, worked and flew missions in the Persian Gulf, Operation Southern Watch, and Iraqi Freedom. So there's a man who has been in the cockpit, who knows what's going on. We keep a prayer for that airman who is missing tonight somewhere in Iraq. America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code REFUEL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code REFUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code REFUEL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code REFUEL.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
I'm Shanola Hampton.
Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Text line is alive and well, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-462-4729. We left text messages. This one is from Pennsylvania. Quincy Carr, a very funny man. Thanks for sharing his wit with your audience. We need more comic relief. Yes, we do. We need more comic relief. Hey, President Trump still signing executive orders. He signed an executive order tonight aimed at fixing college sports. This time in the executive order, he laid out a specific transfer and eligibility rules. Limits how much athletes can be compensated for their name, image, and likeness, and he is threatening schools that violate these rules with financial penalties. The White House announced this earlier today. The order was signed on the Final Four weekend for the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament. Many aspects of the orders and many of his other executive orders have not been able to stand up to legal challenges. I'm sure this will be challenged in the courts. Multiple sources who have contributed to the documents told The Athletic that before the order was released, the goal was to spur legislative action. The people who spoke on a condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly about the executive order before its release. The order mandates, such as limiting athletes to one unrestricted transfer as undergraduates and place a 5-year cap on college eligibility. And this all would not take effect until August 1st. We'll wait and see if this becomes the official law. This contradicts other orders and the NCAA and all that other stuff. But it's interesting. It's an interesting debate, right? Limit athletes to one time to transfer, and you got 5 years. That's the Tommy Tuberville bill that he's trying to work out, the senator from Alabama, right? You have 5 years to play 5 years. Some of these 8 and 9 year seniors makes absolutely no sense. And these kids going every year changing teams again. I don't know if it's good for them, good for college, or good for anybody. But if the coaches can do it, why can't the players do it? If the coaches can do it, and the athletic directors can do it, and the tuba player do it, why can't the quarterback do it? Why? Because I want my quarterback to stay at my team for 5 years? But the math professor can go, or the athletic director can go. Talk about it in the open phone segment. Stay right there. America at Night, back in a moment.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
No street cure or prevent any disease or condition.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. I slept in a lot of different rooms, but none of them really felt like mine.
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a permanent home.
Now I have my own room, a place that's mine, and a family who loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Thank you.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, it's Friday night. It's Good Friday. Hope everyone had a nice day today with the family. And, of course, Saturday and then, of course, Sunday being Easter. Hope you enjoy a little family get-together and able to enjoy a nice maybe a little ham, a little traditional ham for Easter dinner. It's Friday night, and it's time to play Television Exec for a Day with our very own Theo Lewis Clark. Good morning, Theo Lewis Clark.
Yes, Hollywood Exec for a Day, because it's TV, it's movies, it's everything.
I apologize.
No worries.
Yes, good. Sorry, I was off last week, so I forgot.
No problem, my friend. You sound like you're a bit under the weather.
Yeah, I was sick. How you even called in sick yesterday? I'm doing the best I can, but it's...
It's
going around. Okay, Alex is going to set up the poll for the audience. Here's how the game is played, Hollywood Exec for a Day. Theo has going to broadcast three different movies. Two of them are real. One of them is from his creative mind. We have to determine which is real and which is fake. And the audience can play, along. And you text your answer to 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729, and you can play along at home. And that's how you play Hollywood Exec for a Day. Theo, you have the floor. What are our three movies?
Okay, is it number one, five ballerina prima donnas get stranded at a deadly hotel run by an ex-ballet prodigy? Now they must use their ballet training to survive. Or is it number two, a mystical sloth goes to a school for the developmentally disabled to show them that being different has its advantages? Or is it number three, a young woman and her little brother try to hold off a hungry tiger trapped in the house with them during a hurricane?
All right.
Yes, it is. So it's either the five ballerinas, the mystical sloth, or the young woman and her brother fighting that tiger.
Okay. All right. Good. Text 1 to 1-844-2-McGraw. Text 2 to 1-844-262-4729. The same number. Just text 1, 2, or 3 to 1-844-2-McGraw, and that is your chance to vote. Operators are standing by, and the polling has begun. Let me just pull up the results here, and we are off and running, and you can see the numbers piling in as we speak. All right, so Alex is going to be thinking about that, Richard's going to be thinking about that, and you are going to tell us your deep dive. What's our deep dive movie tonight?
Oh, you're going to love this one. I don't know about Richard and Alex. They might not know because just based on their age, but you'll know instantly. It's the classic It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Sure. No. Yes.
Jimmy Stewart's main role, one he's known for.
By the way.
Yes.
That is the worst Jimmy Stewart I've ever heard.
Well,
I do him much better.
Mr. Potter.
No, Mr. Potter. Mr. Potter. Mr. Potter.
Oh, dude.
Bert. Fine. Hey, Bert, my mouth's bleeding. What do you know about that? Bert, my mouth's bleeding.
Poor guy.
And that goes for you, too. See?
Yeah. You just quote lines. So anyway, let's get into the deep dive. First of all, it was based upon a short story written by a guy named Philip Van Doren Stern. He wrote this short story. It was called The Greatest Gift, right? So he couldn't find a publisher for it. So instead, he turned it into a 21-page Christmas card that he sent to 200 of his friends and family in 1943. So have you ever gotten that Christmas card that says, Johnny is attending a Rutgers, and we had a really good, it's a big, long letter. Well, his was 21 pages long. So, but a producer from the RKO Pictures, he saw it and convinced the studio to buy the rights so they can develop it into a screenplay. And then, of course, the short story finally got published in 1944. Okay, here's some more stuff. Number one, it was up for all the five major awards, okay? The best picture and, of course, best supporting actor, male and female, you know, best supporting actress, you know, best actor, best supporting. But it won for an obscure one. What was that? The sixth award that it won for was best technical achievement because of the snow. The snow was groundbreaking. So everybody knows this as the Christmas movie, right?
Sure.
There was a lot of snow. Up until then, the snow was made of cornflakes painted white, but they made too much noise for the cameras. So these guys developed the snow that's made from foam and soap, so it's much quieter, and it became the standard of how you make snow in the next 20 years for movies. So that's great. It was shot during a heat wave in 1946, so it looked like it was wintertime, but it really was a heat wave. It was also a very horrible disappointment at the box office. That's a classic. We watch it every year. But at the box office, they're like, no thanks.
Yeah, it bombed in the box office.
It bombed at the box office. So here's another cool thing. In the 1970s, a clerical error caused the movie to be widely broadcast on TV for free, boosting its popularity. So now somebody is accidentally trying to put it in whatever they do to program the movie. They put it in there. We all got to see it. Now people are like, whoa. And that's how it became a classic. So
it had lost its rights. So like,
no, go ahead. Yeah, no, you're right. What happened was they say it's a quote unquote, you know, this is an air quotes. It was a clerical error caused the movie to be widely broadcast on TV. But news is that what you're saying, they lost the rights and somebody put it on TV. I don't know how that happened, but that's what got the huge audience.
Yeah. Like WOR in New York, WPIX, these sort of independent stations would play it on Christmas Eve because it was free. And then people started watching it every year, and they were like, what's this movie? And all of a sudden it became a sort of a life of its own.
I grew up on it. I've been watching it for years. I watch it every year. Also, James, speaking of the gentleman like you just had on, the Navy guy, Jimmy Stewart was dealing with his own PTSD after serving in World War II. This is his first major role, so his emotional performance was deeply personal and real. So he reached down and got it. And then also, guess who was supposed to be George Bailey, Jimmy Stewart's character?
Oh, who was that?
Cary Grant.
Oh, what happened?
Cary Grant, he said he turned it down.
Really?
Turned it down, and Jimmy Stewart was like, I'll have it. It made the role of his life. He was like,
yeah,
all that money.
I think it was his first role after coming back from the war.
His first major role after World War II. So his emotional performance was a real thing. He didn't have to garner much from it. Okay, let's see if I stumped you guys.
All right, hold on a second. Who's running this show here? By the way, so it lost in the Academy Awards in 1947. What picture won Best Motion Picture over It's a Wonderful Life?
That's a good question. Go ahead and Google that for us, Richard.
In 1947. Alex. I'll tell you, the Best Years of Our Lives, which is a wonderful... Oh, The Best Years of Our Lives is a heartbreaking... Frederick March, Myrna Loy's in it. It's a story of these three friends who come back from the war. And speaking about suffering from PTSD... the one has a hard time sort of, you know, coming back and, you know, dealing with life and, you know, it's just sort of how it wasn't PTSD at the time, but it was portrayed in this movie in 1946. And it was a really, really, really heartbreaking movie. It's the three friends return from World War II and they have to readjust to life and it's not easy. So
I'll have to find that when I want a good cry.
Yeah. If It's a Wonderful Life didn't win, The Best Years of Our Lives is a pretty good, that's a pretty good movie. So that's justifiable for It's a Wonderful Life not winning. All right. By the way, do you want to hear any more of my Jimmy Stewart? You want to hear any more of my Jimmy Stewart?
No, I think we've had enough.
You sit around here, and you spin your scurvy little wet. Well, it's not going to work on me. And that goes for you too. And it goes for you, too.
Well, come on, Mr. Potter. We need our money, Mr. Potter. These people are hard-paying people.
That is the worst Jimmy Stewart I've ever heard.
I promise you my Jimmy Stewart's better than yours.
No way. All right, let's get to it. Hollywood exec for a day, give us the rundown. What do you got for us?
Is it number one, five ballerina prima donnas get stranded at a deadly hotel run by an ex-ballet prodigy? Now they must use their ballet training to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it number two, a mystical sloth goes to a school for the developmentally disabled to show them that being different has its advantages?
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
All right, Richard, what do you say?
I'm going to have to go with number three, the tiger. There's no way that during the storm, kids are trying to figure out how they're going to feed a tiger. It's just no way.
Richard is going to say number three.
Yeah.
I'm going to say number one.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say number one. And I thought number one. Five ballerinas. Yeah, no. Nobody.
So you guys
nobody,
all
no.
one different. So
yeah.
I can't stump you. That is so weak. What does
okay,
the audience
now,
say?
All right, hold on a second. So I got number one. Alex has number two. Richard has number three. The audience is all in. 97% of the audience has number three.
What? All of them?
Oh. 97% of the audience has number three.
Really? Well, when we start with them, a young woman and her little brother try to hold off a hungry tiger trapped in the house with them during a hurricane. Well, audience and Richard, you're definitely wrong. That's a movie called Burning Bright, 2010. Yeah. So is it going to be Alex 4 weeks in a row with help, though? First a 4-year-old consultant, now a 9-year-old one, so still not cool. Or is it going to be McGraw redeeming himself because he hasn't won in 3 weeks? Okay. Five ballerina prima donnas get stranded in a deadly hotel run by an ex-ballet prodigy. Now they must use their ballet training to survive. That's a movie. You're still wrong, McGraw. It's a movie called Pretty Lethal. That's new on Prime streaming. So that means Alex, with the help of his 9-year-old niece, a mystical sloth goes to a school for the developmentally disabled to show them that being different has its advantages. That's in Theo's world, and it's called Slowly But Surely. Get it? It's a sloth.
All right, so hold on a second. Number one, what's the name of the movie? Pretty what?
Pretty Lethal. L-E-T-H-A-L. That's the premise. They're killing people. That's new on Prime. I was scrolling through saying, oh, I got to make a movie. I got to do this show.
Somebody actually greenlit a movie with five ballerinas stuck in a hotel and trying to break out of a hotel.
It's so new. Just go to Prime tonight.
Who would sign off on a movie like that? That's the dumbest president.
A crazy Hollywood exec. That's why I got Richard. Richard's like a girl and her brother fighting off a tiger. No way. Wrong, Richard. Wrong 4 weeks in a row, actually, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
And McGraw. Way
maybe
to go, Alex. I'm proud
of you. Maybe you have to be 9 years old to sort of get this.
Right.
A W is a W. I'll take it.
There you go.
Exactly. I'm still confused about the tire movie.
entire movie.
Making people's heads explode. Go watch it.
All right, there you go. That's how you play Hollywood Exec for a Day in a deep dive on It's a Wonderful Life. I forgot my hat. See.
Oh,
see, remember, remember he leaves Donna Reed's house. I just came in to get warm. What are you doing here?
And just so you know, making, Donald Reed's making
violent love to me, mother. Sam Wainwright's going to call you tonight.
I can't believe you can quote this movie.
I've seen it 8 million times. It's the greatest movie ever made.
I've seen it 8 million and one.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Theo, have yourself a good day. Thanks for checking in.
You too, man. Happy Easter, everyone.
You got it. There you go. Happy Easter. Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. It is, you know, there was also a remake of that with Cloris Leachman, who played Clarence, and Marlo Thomas. It was a TV movie of the week. Marlo Thomas played Mary Hatch, and who played Trapper on MASH? That would have been, right? He was Trapper. And he played, I'll check in on the break. But he played Marlo Thomas was the George Bailey character. And it was a TV movie. And I actually saw that first TV movie, and then my mother, somebody was like, you know, that's a remake of an old black and white. And then we saw the black and white years later. But anyway, I gotta go. I'm late for a break. America at Night, back in a moment.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right. It was the TV movie of the week was It Happened One Christmas. Marlo Thomas, I was right, played Mary Hatch. Cloris Leachman played Clarence Oddbody. Orson Welles played Mr. Potter. Wayne Rogers, that's who I was thinking of. Wayne Rogers, right, who was Trapper in MASH. He played Mary Hatch. He played George Hatch, right? But for the remake of It's a Wonderful Life. You know who else was in it? Doris Roberts. She was Ma Bailey and Barney Martin. You know who Barney Martin is? He played Uncle Willie, the guy who loses the money. He was Seinfeld's dad in Seinfeld. So when did this come out? This came out in the 70s. When did this movie came out? Let me take a look here. 1977 it came out. It Happened One Christmas. Marlo Thomas in the remake of It's a Wonderful Life. So there you go. I wasn't that far off. All right, stay right there. We got open phones next hour. Whatever you guys want to talk about, the hour is yours. The text line is open. Phone calls are already lining up. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Looking forward to an hour of open phones. Who knows what's going to happen? Somebody go rogue on me. Bring up a topic no one's talking about. We'll do that. Next hour, our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw-Milhaven. This is America at Night on Westwood One.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Russia has launched a daytime attack on Ukraine as Easter weekend begins.
Russia has launched a massive missile and drone strike on Friday near the Ukrainian capital, killing at least one person and injuring around eight, regional authorities report. As Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signaled Kyiv's openness to a potential Easter truce. The holiday is celebrated on April 12 in both Ukraine and Russia. Ukrainian officials say Russia is increasingly striking the country during the day, an apparent departure from months of nighttime barrages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Artemis II moon-bound astronauts have captured Earth's brilliant blue beauty as they leave it behind.
NASA has released the crew's first images from aboard the Artemis II, the first astronaut-manned moonshot in more than half a century. The first photo shows a curved slice of Earth in one of the capsule's windows. The second shows the entire globe. Pilot Victor Glover says seeing the Earth from space reminds him that we are all Earth's people.
Trust us, you look amazing. You look beautiful.
As of late Friday, the crew was more than 110,000 miles from Earth, with another 150,000 before they reached the moon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran shot down two U.S. military planes in separate attacks Friday, with one service member rescued at the last one missing in a dramatic escalation since the war began nearly 5 weeks ago. It was the first time U.S. aircraft had been downed in the conflict. The incidents occurred as Iran launched attacks across the Middle East, targeting Gulf energy infrastructure and the Strait of Hormuz. American employers adding a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February, and the unemployment rate dipped 4.3%. The job gains were about three times what economists had forecast. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
A New England furniture chain is serious about March Madness. $50 million serious.
The New England store chain Jordan's Furniture says if both UConn men's and women's basketball teams reach the championship games, it will reimburse customers for the furniture they've bought since the beginning of 2026. That's a total of about $50 million going back to some 20,000 customers. Jordan's isn't really on the hook for the $50 million. It got insurance for the promotion, like it did in 2007, when it had to reimburse some 24,000 customers a total of $35 million when the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at fixing college sports that would give federal agencies authority to cut funding at schools that don't comply with mandates covering transfers, eligibility, and pay-for-play rapidly changing industries. It fixes a laundry list that they've been looking for. Breaking news at townhall.com. An arrest has been made in a student death at a Southern California middle school.
Los Angeles authorities have arrested a 12-year-old on suspicion of murder in the death of a middle school student. Kimberly Zavaleta Triquipa died after being hit in the head with a metal water bottle during an alleged bullying incident. An LAPD spokesman says the arrest happened Thursday, but authorities can't share the suspect's gender or name. Kimberly's family says she was trying to help her sister, who was being bullied, and she was struck by the bottle. The district attorney did not immediately comment on what charges may be filed. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
After crashing his SUV last week in Florida, Tiger Woods took out his phone and told a deputy, "I was just talking to the president." That's according to a newly released body camera footage that also shows that Woods appeared astonished as he was handcuffed. His second arrest on charges of driving under the influence has put golf on hold. For one of the game's most important figures, there's no chance of returning to the Masters next week. More news and stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Right. Remember the burning bed? Remember the day after? There are all sorts of... what was the one? Fatal Vision. Remember that one where the Green Beret killed his wife and the two kids on the Army base in North Carolina? Remember that one? Gary Cole played Jeffrey McDonald. Remember that? Yeah. Every week there was another movie of the week. And people would stay home on a Sunday night and watch movie of the week. And then sometimes they'd have a two-parter. It would be Sunday night and then a Monday night. Those are the best. I miss those. And then, of course, you had the miniseries. Well, you had Roots, and then you had Shogun. The miniseries was short-lived. Well, the ultimate was Rich Man, Poor Man, right? The Thornbirds, Rich Man, Poor Man. Remember that one? Was it Falconetti, right? That was the bad guy, Falconetti, with a young Nick Nolte and a very young Susan Blakely. Remember her? Plot thickens. All right. I don't know what got us talking about that. We were talking about TV movies of the week. The Boy in the Plastic Bubble. Remember that one, John Travolta, The Boy in the Plastic Bubble? All right. But we've come to the end of the week. And it's open phones. And open phones works like this. You call up and talk about anything you want. Anything. Lots of times people get into talking politics. And yeah, I get it. You want to talk politics. You want to talk about the news of the day. That's fine. We can certainly chew on the news of the day. We can chew on, really anything. And the text line is officially open. 1-844-2-McGraw. The phone lines and the text line are the same. You want to text, you want to call. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Let's go to the phones here. I believe we've got Tom in Utah. Tom, welcome to America at Night. Hello.
Hi, McGraw. My father was a courageous country doctor who lived at Grangeville, Idaho for many years. Grangeville is a small town which is the county seat of Idaho County. That county has a lot of rugged country as you may know, including Hell's Canyon, the Bitterroot Mountains, and Salmon River Canyon. So it was rough territory to get around in during winter, but Dad always went out to help the sick and injured, whether he had to travel in a sled, on horseback, or on snowshoes.
And what year are we talking?
He lived there from 1924 to 1942.
Okay.
So, and then during November of 1972, I was a student at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. Mother phoned me one evening and told me that my aged father had suffered a stroke. I drove home and stayed with him about 3 weeks while he recuperated. After 2 weeks or so, he was beginning to feel pretty well. One evening he said, "Tommy, have you noticed that these modern doctors don't like to be near their patients when they die?" I said, "I really hadn't noticed." He said, "I was just the opposite. I liked to be with my patients while they were dying. Tommy, this thing we call death is merely an opening door. I have observed dying patients who suddenly said, 'I can see my mother.' A beautiful expression of contentment came across their faces as they realized the deep love that people had for them on the other side." So I just wanted to tell you about this, McGraw, and wish you a happy Easter.
Tom, first of all, that is a very sweet story and a wonderful story. What was the impetus? Why did you want us? Something happened today, or is it part of an Easter celebration? Why would you tell us that today?
I just have a deep love for my dad and some of the things he told me about, and I went out on a lot of house calls with him. His wife died, and so when he was in his 50s, he married a younger woman. See. And he had 3 children, and I was the last child. So he was 58 when I was born. So he was he was grandfather age. See,
That's a really wonderful story to tell about how he noticed that he himself, being a doctor, was part of him being a doctor was being there at their bedside. And years later, the doctors didn't do that. That's an interesting observation by your father. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to tell you about that. So.
Tom, thank you very much. That was a great story. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
You know, thank you. Good night. You know, it's so interesting. You call me up on tonight to tell me that story, because something very interesting happened to me earlier today, and I debated about telling it on the air, but I'm going to because of your phone call. So I have a dear friend of mine who I've known since third grade. And earlier in the week, he called me to tell me that his mother had passed away. And I knew she was in failing health, and I knew he was going, you know, I knew the end I was near. And I've known this woman since the third grade, right? Because parents would pick us up from the baseball practice and school and whatever else. And so I've known the family since third grade. And so he called me earlier in the week and said that she had passed away, and we chatted a little bit, and we hung up the phone. And so turns out today, somebody else calls me who knew my friend, Jim. And I was having a conversation with my friend today, and as we were getting up the phone, I was like, "Oh, hey, if you think of it, why don't you send Jim a text? His mom passed away earlier this week, and I'm, sure he'd like to hear a little, something from you." So he says, "Oh my goodness, thank you very much." So he calls me back 10 minutes later, and he says, "I just want you to know that I called Jim, whose mother died, and he says, I want you to know that I called him, and you made my day and you made his day, because we were able to reminisce, and I was able to connect with him and tell him a story about his mother, and he was able to, and so it was really very a heartfelt conversation, and it was only because of you telling me that his mother died." And this man, these people who are so genuinely nice to call back and say, "Boy, thank you for telling me, your good-natured comment led to other good-natured moments down the line." And again, right, that's what America is. That's what we are. I have no idea if this guy is a Trump supporter or a Hillary supporter or a Biden supporter. I don't care. He's been a friend of mine forever. And my longtime friend is a friend of mine forever. I don't know if he's a Trump supporter or not a Trump supporter. And I mean, we get so caught up in this, you know, where are you going to the bathroom? Who cares? Right? It's more about just being there for our friends and our neighbors and strangers in their time of need, right? That's what makes America great. Anyway, that was a very uplifting story and topping off a very sad story. So I thought I'd pass it on. All right, look, somebody kept on babbling. I got to take a break. We got Gil, we got Catherine, we got Dale. We got a couple of lines open for you. A slew of texts. We love to hear the texts. We love to hear the phone calls. Tom, thanks for that lovely phone call. Your father sounded like a wonderful man. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. America at Night, back in a moment.
Call now, 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, it does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Got something to say, but nowhere to say it? KCNR Talk Radio can turn your ideas into a professional podcast that's heard across the North State and beyond. From concept to recording, KCNR's local team makes it simple for businesses, nonprofits, and community voices to launch their own show. Stand out, be heard, and build your own audience with KCNR Podcast Services. Call 530-605-4565 or visit KCNRradio.com to get started today.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
And whipsawing markets and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Welcome back to America at Night. Call now, 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
All right, hey, it's open phones Friday night. Let's go back to the phones. We got Gil in San Antonio. Gil, welcome to America at Night.
And welcome back to you. I hear you got your voice back.
Yes, it's great. So much easier to do a show when you have a voice.
Yes, okay. You know, we have a mission going, it's going to go around the moon on Monday, I think.
Yes.
In 1968, Apollo 8 did that, and the astronaut in charge was Colonel Frank Borman, who was a pretty good acquaintance of mine.
Is that right?
When he retired, He was the CEO of Eastern Airlines, and I first met him because I had a travel agency, and I used Eastern Airlines' booking system called System One. And the airlines, American Airlines had one called Sabre, and Eastern had System One, and they were the first internet. That was the first time that computers actually talked to each other and everything. That was before Al Gore invented the internet.
Sure.
But that's not the story. Borman actually retired in Las Cruces, New Mexico with his son Fred, and they owned the Ford dealership. And Las Cruces is part of the El Paso Metroplex, where I lived then. And I had a kind of a funny deal. Do you remember when before they had Amazon and these big bookstores in the malls, they'd have the dollar stores in the malls?
Sure.
40 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean like the five and dime stores, like the five and dime stores and stuff?
Well, not a five and dime store as much as they call it a dollar store, 99 cents or less.
That type sure. Of yeah. Thing. Okay. Yeah. Same okay. Type of deal, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the bin in the dollar store in the mall in El Paso, there were 30 copies of Frank Borman's autobiography. And the entrepreneur in me started thinking, so I bought them all, and then I bought them for 49 cents, and I was able to sell them to him for $10. Because, you know, it's his autobiography, and he'd like to maybe autograph a copy and give it to someone. And that's in the days before Amazon and Internet
sure.
And all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And there was one condition. He had to autograph one copy and dedicated to my son.
And so, you have a Frank Borman autographed book.
Well, my son has it, yeah.
Your son has it, yeah.
Yeah, but he was the first one to go around the moon, Apollo 8, Christmas Eve, 1968, and he quoted from Genesis. I don't know if you recall
that
or not.
Yes, yes. Very controversial at the time, was it not?
I guess so, yeah. But he was very prominent in the community. He bought and restored World War II airplanes, and that was one of the reasons he came to New Mexico, was because you can fly almost every day. It's always sunny. And so he would display his World War II airplanes at the Santa Teresa, New Mexico airport. They have a display called Warbirds, where they have different fighter aircraft from World War II, this type of thing.
He read from Genesis on that mission, right? Those Apollo 8 as they circled the moon for the first time, and I believe that's the first time they saw the Earth rise as they came around the moon. Yeah, that was really very interesting. Hey, Gil, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Good stuff. And I think it was Buzz Aldrin. Wasn't it Buzz Aldrin who then received Holy Communion on Apollo 11? I think they had landed, and before they had stepped out onto the deck, if you will, I think Buzz Aldrin also received Holy Communion. He received the sacrament of Holy Communion. Which I can, you know, only imagine how controversial that would be today. But I think it's pretty cool. Right? The one read from Genesis, and the other one read, received communion on the surface of the moon. I think that's really cool. All right, do we have time for one more? Let's try and get Catherine in here. Catherine, welcome to America at Night.
Hey, I have two questions.
Yes, go ahead.
We have time, but I heard a couple of years ago that there was a bird sanctuary in Australia that had all these birds that were donated, and they were like getting too many. And I don't know if you heard about it, but there were birds that people gave up because they swore too much.
Is that your question? What's your question?
That's one. Did you ever hear about that bird sanctuary?
I've never heard of that bird sanctuary. No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And number two, I wanted to ask you, like, to me, the funniest thing that gets me laughing is the sound of a baby laughing. Mm. So I wanted to ask you, what gets you, what is the most funniest thing that makes you laugh?
Well, the giggle my daughter has is just, you know, it's piercing. It's just, you know, it gets you right in the heart every single time. Earlier tonight, we were coloring eggs. And mom was trying to take a picture, and she wasn't having it, and she was making goofy faces and not being serious. So I went up behind her and just started tickling her, and, oh, daddy's dying, no. And so she broke up into a cackle. So, no, the laughter of children is, right, one of the greatest sounds the world's ever created. Catherine,
have you recorded it? You have to record it.
You know, that's a good, well, we have it on video, but I don't have it on audio. I guess that's a good point, though. But, Catherine, thanks for the phone call. You could record everything because she should just be, there should be a film on her 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because you see her walk across the kitchen and you think, she's all legs and arms. She's five and she's all legs and arms. And what happened to that infant we brought home from the hospital? But I also would have had a lot more kids if I would have known they were this much fun. That is for sure. Hey, real quick here, got a text today. We know that Oracle had a huge layoff, Oracle laid off thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And, the newspaper apparently, just uncovered their headquarters in Austin, Texas, Oracle, the software company, while firing thousands and thousands of Americans, has petitioned the federal government for H-1B visas the last 2 years. They're laying off thousands of American workers, and yet federal data shows that Oracle has filed for 2,700 H-1 visas, over 3,100 visas total. So they're hiring foreign workers while firing American workers. This is an interesting little story for you.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th, so that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At cost pricing, only from Reading Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit readingheatingair.com. Old fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Join us Saturday, May 2nd, for the annual Chicks and Chaps Luncheon at the Senior Center in Redding, California, a day dedicated to raising awareness and support for breast cancer programs in our community. It's a day filled with connection and purpose. Be a part of something truly special. Go to RedingRodeo.com and click on the Chicks and Chaps tab for your tickets today. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valor Oncology, Goldmark Jewelers, KCNR Radio, and Four Winds Jewelry.
This is my fight song.
Diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
The floor is yours. Call or text 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
All right, yeah, there you go. 1-844-2-McGraw. Back to phones. Dale in Eugene, Oregon. Hello.
Hello, McGraw.
Hello, Dale.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for calling.
I want to ask you to help with what's going on in Iran. Find some people to interview that know what we should do. And what we need is regime change to free the Persian people, excuse me. The Ayatollahs, the Islamists, have killed over 35 to 50,000 Zoroastrians, Christians, Jews, and others. They're calling for the Crown Prince Reza to come home. He was born in America, served in the U.S. Air Force. This Persian regime would be an ally and friend of America. Peace in the Middle East, and then world peace.
So you are in favor of nation building then?
I'm in favor of having Iran with free Persian people. If that's nation building, yes, sir.
Well, I mean, everyone's for that. The question is, what are we willing to give up for it? I mean, you're willing to put troops on the ground, boots on the ground?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What type of casualties are you willing to take?
I'm an Army officer, and we know we've got the 82nd Airborne there. We've got 9,000 Marines and two ships.
Well, we got 50,000. We got 50,000 troops there amassed along the borders and along the coastal line there.
That's what I'm saying. You've got the 82nd Airborne, and
you're not worried. You're not worried that we tried to do this in Iraq and we couldn't really get the job done after 10, 12 years. Are you afraid it might be the same quagmire in Iran?
Well, it has nothing to do with that. We've bombed 11,000 targets.
Well, we bombed. There are military experts who say we won every war in Iraq and didn't come out with the outcome we wanted.
Okay,
others would say to you, you know, regime change is very, very difficult, and then once you get it, then you have to make sure it stays. So that means we've got to keep our troops there, and we need to instill democracy and do all those things we tried to do in Iraq.
The Persian people are ready for this. Just arm them.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I mean, this is what Iran is. It's the used to be Persia.
Yes.
And we got to live for them.
Okay. So, all right. Duly noted. Dale in Eugene, Oregon is for regime change and nation building. Dale, I thank you for your time. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to Scott in St. Louis. Scott, thanks for holding on. Welcome to America at Night.
Yeah. Human rights activists in Iran, they have a statement that they're against the bombing by Israel and the U.S. They're also against the Ayatollahs. And it wasn't 7,000. I mean, I'm sorry, it wasn't 35,000. It's 7,000, maybe, according to them.
Well, we have no idea. We have no idea. It could be 35,000. Could be more. Could be less. I don't know if I've seen a credible number. We just have no idea. There's internet. There's no credible news organization that's giving us information. We have no idea.
Well, they have people over there risking their lives to record the information. And they're saying they estimate it's about 7,000.
Okay.
And they're against the Ayatollahs. They want democracy, but they're also against the bombing of Iran by Israel and the United States.
All right. Well, who are these people? They're what? They're human rights activists
rights activists in Iran.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
And then they have a.
I don't know. I mean, that's interesting, but I don't know if that's like we should follow them. I mean, that's.
Well, they're the most objective, honest group that I can think of. They're the most credible. I mean,
well,
the trumpet.
Huh? Sure, but I mean, does that mean we should dictate our foreign policy based on human rights activists in Iran?
It means people should try to be accurate instead of exaggerating and saying that they killed 35,000 when, you know, I mean, and when the Iranians who are against the Ayatollah, they're also against the bombing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm also sure they're against the bombing of, like, critical infrastructure as well, because they got to live in this place.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what Pahlavi, the guy who wants to be our puppet in Iran,
he said
that they shouldn't bomb civilian infrastructure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's a real deal. All right. Scott, anything else?
Oh, yeah. Also, the Iranians hit two helicopters, but the crews, the soldiers on board are okay.
Yeah, they shot down the F-15E, and then they shot down the Warthog, and then the two Black Hawk helicopters. So it was a tough day all the way around. Yeah.
Yeah, Scott, that's called air dominance. Yeah.
Scott, thanks for the phone call. Danny and Rolla, thanks for joining us. Welcome to America at Night, Danny.
Hey, McGraw, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. I
normally love to chop up politics. Normally, you know, you said that about not caring where somebody goes to the bathroom. Well, and I don't know if a president doesn't have any influence on the price of gas. But you know what? I'd like to put all that stuff aside and tell you, if that heartfelt moment that you were talking about earlier, where people connect, I just wanted to tell you, you're a good man, you've got a good heart, and your stock, I didn't think it was possible, but your stock went up a few points with me. Have a good weekend, brother.
Danny, thank you very much. Very sweet of you to call. I appreciate it. And it's not, I'm no more special. Thank you. It was very sweet of you to say. But I'm no more special than anybody else. And I think, you know, I'm very, what do I want to say? I'm very, very closed with my feelings. Very stoic with my feelings. Oftentimes I see a Folgers commercial and I cry my eyes out. I'm a big crier. I cry at movies. I cry at Hallmark commercials. I cry at Folgers commercials. The one when the big brother comes home and is making the coffee and the little girl comes down and before the parents are, oh, that gets me every time. So I'm a bit of a crier. But I'm not good at, like, this friend of mine whose mother passed away. And I called and, you know, we chatted and, you know, been texting back and forth and, but I'm not one to sort of, wear my feelings on my sleeve. But when people do that to me and they tell me something very emotional or something that I did that was, it's heartfelt. It's, what are we doing, right? If we can't be nice to each other, what are we doing? If we can't you know, tell someone, hey, thank you very much for helping me through a very difficult time. If we can't do that, what in the world are we doing? All right, we got a whole bunch of texts here. Let me get to texts. This is from Ohio. Let's see here. Please don't get sick again. We missed you last night. Oh, thank you very much. Here's another one. Nice to have a lighthearted conversation. Enjoyed the conversation with the comic. Thank you very much. Here's another one. Can trans women get an Uber driver? I checked on this. Listen to this. Apparently, according to artificial intelligence, yes, a trans woman can ask for a female Uber driver. Uber recently announced, I guess Lyft had this for years, where a woman can request a female driver because women feel safer with a female driver. And the texter from Delaware is asking me if a trans woman can request a female driver. And yes, according to Uber, according to artificial intelligence, a woman, you as a trans woman, you can ask and set your settings for a female driver and get a female driver. Now, apparently, you're not guaranteed a female driver 100% of the time, but you can request it. So, there you go. There's your answer. All right, let's see here. This is from Illinois, 779 area code. I'm so disappointed in our generals, for they did not move our soldiers out of harm's way, and they are still where drones can reach them. Years ago, Iran sent a drone to Jordan that killed three of our heroes and hurt many. So why did our leaders let that happen again? Well, that's when you put them in harm's way. You can't always guarantee their safety. That's just the nature of the nature of the mission. You're going.
KCNR has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing to give you a chance to win tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. The drawing is at 8 a.m. on Friday, April 10th. For your chance to qualify, all you have to do is listen for this.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Then call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify to win two tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. The drawing is at 8 a.m. on Friday, April 10th, courtesy of Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Senate. I don't know. Let's see here. Let's see here. What else can I read here? Listening from Winnipeg, Canada. Agree about politics and the family, Richard. All right, let's go to the phones here. We've got Catherine in Rolla. Catherine, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I wanted to point out that certain people
Catherine, you're going to have to turn down your radio. I can't hear you because I'm hearing the radio. So turn down your radio. Okay, go ahead. Now what do you got?
Okay. They're not Arabs. The Iranian people.
Okay.
The Persians. They're like the Greeks and everybody else in that area. But they're not Arabs, and if you
there's all sorts of Iran is a mixture of all sorts of minorities, but
right.
Iran was called Persia before it was called Iran.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm sure some people would call themselves Arabs, other people would call themselves Persians, other people would call themselves Greeks.
They don't call themselves
so
Arabs.
Nobody in Iran calls themselves an Arab.
There might be Arabs that came into Iran.
Yeah. Well, they are predominantly Shias, right?
They're
Shiites.
The religious sect, I don't know.
Oh,
but
okay.
I do know that they are not of Arab descent.
Okay.
The Persian people.
Thank you, Catherine. I got to get to Tony here before we run out of time. Tony, in Montreal, you'll be our last caller of the night. Make it a good one, Tony. You got 2 minutes.
Okay, so really, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I won't talk about Iran, even though it's bothering me, everything I've heard. I want to talk about quickly a hypocrisy. The other night, you and I talked about the nonsense of the CEO of Air Canada being fired because of his condolence speech that he gave in the English language and subtitled in French, saying that I cannot speak French. I'm an idiot when it comes to the French. I've taken 300 hours of courses. I cannot speak French sufficiently to get my emotional message across to these two very, very, heartfelt and situations with these families. So the rest of Canada, English Canada media, legacy media, condemned the CEO, and they all call for him to be, you know, his hair put on fire, and he should have been drawn and quartered, and, you know, drop a pile of molten black oil all over him and burn him at the stake. So today or yesterday, the Prime Minister of Quebec, the Premier, the Governor of Quebec, decided he was going to give his farewell speech in retirement, a kind of a condolence speech. And, of course, he's sitting in the Parliament or the National Assembly of the province of Quebec. What language did he use? He has 2 million English people and 7 million French. He only spoke in the French language for what, say, was an hour. He refused to speak in a word of English.
Wow.
Not one, but English, French, across the entire nation condemned him. They applauded him.
Yeah.
That's hypocrisy. That's
hypocrisy. I don't get it.
That's wokeism. That's a problem, man. That's a real problem.
That's one of the great stories of all time. The CEO of Air Canada had to step down in disgrace because his heartfelt condolences to the family of the two pilots who were killed in that crash at the at LaGuardia. He said it in English, and people were so offended he had to resign in disgrace. One of the great all-time stories.
And it wasn't McGraw.
Yeah,
it wasn't even his fault.
It wasn't even Air Canada's fault. Right, yeah, they were just landing the plane. Unbelievable.
Imagine, he just said something. I'm sorry that you died, but it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
He had to say it in French. It's crazy. Crazy story. Tony, have a good day. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter. Easter. Happy Easter to everybody. We will come back and wrap things up. America at Night, back in a moment.
Miss a portion of tonight's show? Not a problem. Go to AmericaAtNightLive.com to find a replay of every show.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home? Well, there's one thing that'll get it sold fast and at the highest price. Ready? Find the best real estate agent to help you sell it. Simple, right? But how do you find the best real estate agent? That's easy. Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. On Ready and only on Ready, the best agents near you compete for your business. And get this, they pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, the best agents put up their money to be your real estate agent. A cash bonus up front, usually thousands of dollars. Extra money in your pocket on day one, just so you'll pick them to be your agent. How much cash? $2,000? $5,000? $10,000? Find out. It's easy and it's free. Just go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com, or call 888-270-READY, 888-270-READY, and get paid to pick your agent.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Excuse me, we are officially out of time. I want to thank everybody for the texts, the calls, the comments, your time. Hope you enjoy our Good Friday broadcast. Please have a safe, happy, healthy, enjoyable Easter weekend. Have a great Easter. We'll be back on Monday with a whole new week of shows. We're going to leave you tonight with the news that we started with. The F-15E fighter pilot was shot down behind enemy lines. They found one crew member. One crew member is still missing, or one pilot is still missing. How about you say a little prayer if you believe in those types of things, and every little bit helps, and you pray for his safe return. So on a busy, a very holy weekend, say a little prayer for this gentleman, and or this, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but this soldier and this crewman who is missing in action. So say a little prayer. Sad news. You can only imagine what's going through their mind right about now. You hope he's, hope they're safe somewhere, and they make it back to safety. That's going to do it for us. Our executive director tonight is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Milhaven. This is America at Night on Westwood One. Happy Easter, everybody.
Furnished furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. We have details tonight about President Trump's 2027 budget proposal.
A $1.5 trillion defense spending request. That's the largest of its kind in decades. The president had indicated even before the war against Iran that he wanted to increase defense spending to modernize the military. He's also calling for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The president's annual budget does not carry the force of law. Instead, it reflects an administration's priorities and provides a roadmap to Congress which handles spending issues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on a big change, the Justice Department from correspondent Ben Thomas.
His Attorney General Pam Bondi was one of President Trump's fiercest defenders, here clashing with House Judiciary Committee members in February.
You all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
But now the president says she's out. She'd drawn scrutiny over her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and failed efforts to bring criminal cases against Trump's political adversaries. Bondi's deputy Todd Blanche is stepping in as acting attorney general, Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two U.S. military planes were shot down in separate incidents yesterday, escalating tensions in the ongoing war. One fighter was shot down in Iran. A U.S. crew member on the FA-15 was rescued, but another remains missing. Separately, Iranian state media reported a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed in the Persian Gulf. American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February, and the unemployment rate dipped to 4.3%. The Labor Department reporting yesterday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of jobs in February. The job gains were about three times what economists had forecast. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Soon there will be a real WKRP in Cincinnati.
Is there a real WKRP in Cincinnati, like the TV series that ran from 1978 to 1982? D.P. McIntyre of the North Carolina-based nonprofit Oak City Media says there soon will be.
WKRP, after 48 years, is coming to Cincinnati.
McIntyre acquired the WKRP call letters in 2014. He says WKRP in Cincinnati will be a radio station, and he hopes the new owners will be true to the show that inspired it. WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm Donna Water.
The CBS sitcom aired from 1978 to 1982 and inspired the movie FM. In 1978. Our thanks to Donna Warder for that report. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. With Easter upon us, food safety experts are offering some egg handling tips. Rich Thomason has more.
They say you can dye eggs and eat them safely if they're handled right. We're told we should hard-boil the eggs first to reduce the risk of salmonella, then follow the household 2-hour rule for the amount of time that eggs are safe at room temperature. Both artificial and natural food dyes are okay, as long as they're labeled food grade. But if you're planning on an egg hunt outside, might be best to go with plastic eggs. Keep the dyed eggs for your Easter spread. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Artemis II astronauts have captured Earth's brilliant blue beauty as they zoom ever closer to the moon. NASA released the crew's first downlinked images yesterday, 1.5 days into the first astronaut moonshot in more than half a century. The first photo was taken by Commander Reid Wiseman, shows a curved slice of the Earth in one of the capsule windows. As of Friday, the crew was 100,000 miles from Earth. More at Town Hall.
Hear ye good folk, you are cordially invited to the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds at 1890 Briggs Street. Watch knights fight for their honor in armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $17 for adults, $15 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Anderson Fairgrounds. Huzzah!
Imagine walking in your home and instantly feeling relaxed because the colors are fresh, clean, and exactly your style. That's what Eagle Eye Painting does for homeowners every day. Careful prep, protecting your furniture and floors, and a smooth, beautiful finish you'll be proud to show off. We're local, licensed, bonded, insured, and we're happy to help you in English or Spanish. Ready to fall in love with your home again? Call Eagle Eye Painting today at 530-410-1317 for a free, friendly estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at communedancecompany.simpletix.com. Tickets are $20 and kids' tickets are available at $12.50. We hope to see you there.
I don't know. There's a Canadian, though. But what the Democrats are focused on is one of the astronauts is black. He's a black man. And he was asked about that. And I've got that for you. And one of the astronauts is a lady. A lady astronaut. It's not astronaut lady. It's just astronaut. Come on. So they've got astronaut lady and they've got black guy. And then two guys are white, but one of them is Canadian. So I'm not sure how that scores. Scores a little bit differently, I think. And they're up there. They're in space. They look to be having a good time, notwithstanding, oh, no, the toilet didn't work after takeoff because, you know, it was there was some acceleration going on there, and machinery doesn't always like that kind of physical force, the acceleration and all that good stuff. But I want to share some things with you about that. Artemis II. Artemis II is the Greek goddess of the hunt. I thought that was Diana, but it turns out it's also Artemis. And this spacecraft, Artemis II, with four astronauts, it has flown away, and it's leaving the Earth, the Earth's atmosphere after rotating, orbiting, rather, the Earth, and now headed toward the Moon, and I think that's great. I really wouldn't want to go unless you could land on the Moon and go walk on it and throw stuff around on the Moon and maybe grab a couple of moon rocks and put them in your pockets. Do you think they allow you? It's like a national park where they don't allow you to take a rock. It's what the Democrats would do. And the Chinese, because they've got a lot in common. But the Artemis II astronauts fly away from Earth toward the Moon. That's the New York Times headline. And the New York Times there, they don't know what to make of it because, you know, they're so filled with hatred for Trump and America and all this. It's got to be difficult for them. But Artemis II officially leaves Earth's orbit on the way to the Moon, and that's pretty darn cool. Live science covering the story for people that like live science, and I do, and this is a lot of fun. I remember the moon landings. I was 9 years old in 1969 and watched the moon landing, Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, One Small Step for Man, One Giant Leap for Mankind. Watched it on the television, live on the television, thanks to the patriarchy. And it was quite exciting. We were at a beach house in Manteloking, New Jersey, when the moon landing took place. And I remember being sprawled on the floor as a 9-year-old and watching it and just marveling and being amazed. And, of course, I wanted to go into space. I wanted to go into space even before that. But then I really wanted to go into space and go walk on the moon. And ever since then, I've wanted to walk on the moon. I think everybody that watched that has probably wanted to walk on the moon. Especially if you're a little kid, a little boy anyway, and saw that and say, you know, I want to go do that. I think that's something I want to do. From the earliest age, I kind of wanted to do everything, jump out of airplanes and fly fighter jets and go to Antarctica and go beneath the sea in a submarine and fly off of aircraft carriers. And all of those things I've done, but I haven't walked on the moon. I'd still like to walk. I haven't gone into space at all. But I think that'd be great. In any case, enough about me. Back to Artemis II. Amazing stuff and four astronauts. And I want to share with you some audio. It's video on television, but here on the radio, we can only play the audio portion for you. We can play the video, but you can't see it.
because it's radio, let's be honest. And so we've got this, but I've got audio for you of the he's the pilot. The pilot, Glover captain, he's a Navy captain and a Navy pilot, and he's a pretty interesting guy. Michael Piercy and I were watching this morning and learning this morning and thinking, gosh, I wonder what Joe Biden would say about this guy. We think we know what Joe Biden would say about this guy, because Joe Biden is a racist, but we got that. But the pilot of the mission, Victor Glover, is, I think, a pretty interesting guy, and I think it's true. I think Joe Biden would be right in saying things about him, but he'd be the second guy to come along. Also, since we're talking about space, I just want to go back, because it's Friday, and it's Good Friday, and we're coming up on Easter weekend. Yesterday I shared some audio with you of members of Congress. Congressman, current Congressman Tim Burchett, and former Congressman, both Republicans, Matt Gaetz, on space aliens, you know, in space, like spacemen and all the scary movies and stuff. And these members of Congress are saying, oh, yeah, there are space aliens all over the place. The landscape is littered with them. Everywhere you go, there are space aliens. In fact, we're breeding with space aliens. We're dating and breeding with space aliens. I want to see what they look like today. They look like Fang Fang. Do you think that the space aliens maybe look like Fang Fang? I don't know why I think they might look like Fang Fang, but I think they might. You know, the Chinese secret agent honeypot for Eric Swalwell, Fang Fang. Maybe she is a space alien. Maybe Nancy Pelosi is a space alien. Maybe the lizards walk among us. That could explain Chuck Schumer, too, in that grade. This story just popped, I guess yesterday, maybe day before yesterday, that we, the United States of America, thanks to the patriarchy, you're welcome, we give you everything, you know, clean water, fresh food, electricity, air travel, instant communications, modern medicine, architecture, engineering, you're welcome, and just be happy you can hang with us. But we sent a spacecraft to go circle Mars, which is another planet in our solar system, and the photography of the surface of Mars captured a cone. Did you see the cone? And that's here's one of the New York Post. Mystery solved? NASA identifies party hat shaped object that perplexed experts. There's a party hat, you know, party hat shaped. Say somebody dropped their party hat on Mars. What happened? It turns out the NASA solved it. It's from the 1960s. Democrats were having an alcohol-fueled LSD party, and they're like, dude, I'm on Mars. and turns out one of them left their hats on Mars. Party hat-shaped, it's conical in shape, and it looks very smooth and polished and refined, and doesn't look just like the other Mars rocks laying around on the surface of Mars. And so the mystery solved, New York Post, I want to share that with you, because I don't think they've solved the mystery at all, but there is this funny-looking object on the surface of Mars. I'm thinking maybe the patriarchy left it there long ago, not necessarily in an LSD-fueled party from the 1960s in the Bay Area, but hard to say for sure. Also, President Trump, you may have seen a little something about the Attorney General Pam Bondi, being told that she's moving on the Attorney General Pam Bondi. She is no longer the Attorney General of the United States, and her number two man, who's a man, he's a member of the patriarchy, he is now the acting Attorney General and may or may not be next in line, and we've got an update on that. But the news media also, various news media, talking about how President Trump is looking at shaking up his cabinet. Shake it up. And shaking up his cabinet, maybe getting rid of FBI Director Cash Patel. I'm going to say he has not dazzled. He has not dazzled as FBI Director. Not at all. I'm sure that he's a very nice person and a very smart man. But as FBI Director, with everything that's been going on for the last handful of years, I'm not dazzled. I'm not dazzled. And the look on his face does not give me comfort, not every time I see him anyway. But President Trump discussing ditching FBI Director Cash Patel. The Secretary of the Army, Daniel Driscoll, He may be not long for this world. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer, and there are more, because the president now, according to various news reports, lots of talk of shakeup in the cabinet, and not just at the Justice Department, because President Trump, I think, wants people to be assertive and maybe even aggressive in carrying out their duties as members of the Trump administration cabinet. And I can see why he might think that, because, well, there's a lot to talk about there, but I'll get back to this too. And yeah, and also we had the Army Chief of Staff, the General, Army Chief of Staff, the Randy George, former Attorney General Pam Bondi, let go yesterday. But and a lot of Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem recently also. And isn't it her husband that has giant breasts now, breasts the size of human heads? That is, you should be fired just for that, you know. Hey, I see your husband has giant breasts installed on his chest. Oh, yes, that's my husband. You are so fired. Here's your walking papers, and I just grabbed them out of a drawer. They're just, but we'll see you later. And don't buy another dog, whatever you do, because that's just, well, Yes, sir. But the Army chief fired by the secretary, this story says the Secretary of Defense. It's now the Secretary of War at the Department of War, the DOW, not the DOD. See, it's more fun with DOW, sort of. So we got that going, shake-up going on, and there may be more inside the Trump cabinet. And happy Easter. You're looking for work. So we've got that going. Trump considers cabinet shake-up as several senior officials face possible removal, don't you know? We've got that. And Democrats really love illegal aliens, especially if they're hardened criminals and repeated criminals. The Democrats love crime. They love murder. They love illegal aliens. They like to let them roam free around your children. And then after they murder people, then the Democrats say, huh, didn't see that coming. Right? And then you remind them, you say, well, they're not sending their best, as President Trump said long ago, and they became furious. And then the people that the Democrats were applauding murdered, I don't know how many scores of Americans being murdered all over the place by illegal aliens. And the Democrats, they want to give out awards. Maybe they should give them the Margaret Sanger Award, something, you know, the illegal alien murderers. But two illegal immigrants get 5 years for murder under Fairfax County plea deal with this communist, George Soros, prosecutor, Steve, this guy is just off his hole. He's terrible. And hey, look, we got an illegal alien here who's out there brutalizing and, committing crimes against people. Oh, let him go. What's the worst that could happen? And then, you know, they got this man named Anibal Guzman. Anibal, like Anibal, the cannibal. And, Guzman, murder. And then, Alonso Soto Portillo. You know, you should get a 25-year sentence. But when Steve Descano gets hold of it, said, let's give him five. They'll be out in three. And then we're not going to deport him because we don't cooperate with ICE. The Democrat Party might as well be a criminal gang from the Gaza. The macro Democrat Party, they are really not on our side. You know, more people have been murdered in Chicago since the start of the war against Iran than there have been Americans killed in the war. Just in Chicago, not even the state of Illinois, much less the whole country. Just the city of Chicago, many more Americans killed there. And the Democrats, illegal alien murderers, you can go. Come on, we're on your side. We're good. Also, ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, arrested the head of Wisconsin's largest Islamic group, and the New York Times is very angry about it because they like Islamists to roam free until they commit mass murder, and then they'll frown and blame Trump or something. Amazing stuff. How much money did the Democrats steal in Newark, New Jersey, just from the school system that had been set aside for COVID? Could be hundreds of millions of dollars. Amazing stuff. Democrats and ethics charges. What's wrong with Generation Z? Gen Z, a lot going on there. And because they stacked up the stuff so fast, we've got one category today, things we never got to this week. And since it's Friday, that's coming up. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
A Social Security update. 70 million Americans collect Social Security benefits today, and millions more will join soon. Now, a new study finds 70% of Americans don't get the full benefits they deserve. But recipients can use simple strategies to boost Social Security benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. Social Security expert Michael Allen says it's true and reveals five key strategies to increase your benefits. It's all in his free special report from Newsmax. Newsmax calls the report your best guide for bigger Social Security benefits. Whether you're getting benefits or soon will, you need this Social Security report from Newsmax. Get it free. Call 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. We'll text it to you right away, along with President Trump's act cutting your Social Security taxes. Call now, 800-999-9690. 800-999-9690. Text and data rates may apply.
If your investments are in a 401k or an IRA, then listen carefully. You spent 30, maybe 40 years building your retirement. The question is, are you about to watch it take a hit you can't recover from? Military escalation in Iran, tariffs in legal chaos, the U.S. dollar under pressure it hasn't seen in years. History is clear. When this much uncertainty hits at once, the investors who moved into gold and silver first came out ahead. Right now, Advantage Gold is offering a free gold investment kit and a free copy of Economist Ken Rogoff's powerful new book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Thousands of Americans have already rolled over a portion of their 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver, completely tax and penalty free, through Advantage Gold. Don't wait for the next surge to wish you had moved sooner. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Sponsored by Underwriters Laboratories.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
All right, yeah, I tell you, I want to get to our astronaut, the pilot of the fun moon mission. Even though they're not going to land on the moon and walk on the moon, it's still cool. And going farther into space, deeper into space than any human beings ever have in the history of the world. Because America is just that much cooler than everybody else on Earth. They can just look from a distance and don't touch. Be quiet. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Howard calling from Manassas, Virginia. Howard, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you, Chris. I prayed my way on this Good Friday.
Excellent.
So, yes, I am a white Christian male, and my question to you, which I'll answer myself if you don't want to, and seriously try it. I know what you say. You always say they're Democrats. I got it. But if you really think about this, why are they, the powers that be, so hesitant, remorseful, sad to punish, generally speaking, Muslims, blacks, trans shooters, etc.? You mentioned some of that about Wisconsin. They're always like, oh, crap. Like if we hear there's a shooting and it's a white Christian man like myself, I mean, it's all over the place.
Right.
If it's a trans or someone like that, they don't want to touch it.
Right.
So on the other hand side of that, they're so excited, enthusiastic, joyful to go after white Christians, Catholics,
right,
and such. I mean, why is that? Seriously. It's not just because they're Democrats, Chris. Why is that?
I tell you what, hang in there for me because I've got to go to break and make money, but hang in there for me.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year, Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress, Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Ramp.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Side rate for black males in the United States of America, 7 to 10 times what it is for the general population, and most of it is other black males and black females being murdered. And Black Lives Matter, my rump, because the Democrats don't say a thing about any of that. They cover all that up because they're lunatics. But Howard, let me, I apologize that we hit right in the commercial break there, but the left, and this is not liberalism, it's the left, and my friend Mike Gonzalez at the Heritage Foundation wrote about it years ago in 2020, how the left's brand of diversity promotes division. And Mike Gonzalez, a nice piece, heritage.org from May 7th of 2020. And he talks about how the left uses race to create division in the name of inclusion, right? And Howard, anything they tell you they're doing, they're probably doing the opposite, right? And they're racists, and you got to keep in mind that the Democrat Party is the party of the Confederate States of America and Jim Crow, and they created the KKK, and they abort 40% of the black population, snuff them out in the womb, telling us that the parking will be better 16 years from now as a result. They're a bloodthirsty bunch, Howard. They're not on the side of humanity. They don't like people, and they use race, class, and gender to polarize populations everywhere in the world, now including the United States of America, because the Democrat Party is in charge of the Democrat Party. And they're all racist. Now, they go around calling everybody else racist, but they come from a long tradition of racism and murder, the Democrat Party, and slavery, and Jim Crow. And they love racial division and religious division. Notice, Howard, how they're very much on the side of Hamas and not Israel, very much on the side of Iran and not the United States. Now, how do we explain that? You know, honestly, Howard, I've come to the conclusion, you might have heard, that they're mentally ill, that these people are sick in the head, that they, and they love...
Can I jump in there?
You bet. Yeah, man.
Look, I agree with everything you just said, but this is me speaking now from my belief. I believe it goes beyond that, everything you said. But I'm telling you, there is a true devil out there. Jesus said, look, if they hate me, they're going to hate you. So when we stand up for our Christian morals and values, we're not, you know, yelling Jesus from the street. We're just being good citizens.
Right.
We don't believe in boys and girls sports. We don't believe in killing unborn babies. We don't believe in cutting genitals off. But they hate us, and they don't hate the Muslims and all that so much because why? Sorry to say it, but, you know, Satan is, this is good versus evil. And I'm telling you, as on an Easter weekend, that's the only thing I can point to. All the stuff you said is true, but it goes beyond that. This is truly good versus evil. You can't tell me when you look inside the womb of a pregnant mother, everybody knows that's a baby. Only evil people would agree with killing that child. That's just one example. And you talk about it a lot, Chris, to your great credit. Thank you very much. So I'm just telling you, there is a spiritual battle out there. I'm not trying to get all preachy on you, kind of, but it is true because they always, they don't want to put these bad guys in prison and they let them out and they go rape and murder innocent little children. Who could be for that other than you know, I'm not saying these people are the devil, but darn, they're being guided by the devil because that's just plain common sense. You don't allow horrible people like that. And what you're talking about, that prosecutor in Fairfax County, that goes all around our darn country.
Yeah.
And we can't understand it. If I was the parent of someone who did something horrible and they let him out and he goes and kills my child, my wife, or whatever, good golly, man.
Yeah.
And they keep defending these people. It's hard to imagine. And the only thing that makes sense is that they're on the side of the devil, whether they know it or not. And that's a powerful, mean thing to say, kind of, but not really. They need to wake up to the truth.
I'm nodding in silence here. I didn't want to interrupt you because you were laying it out quite beautifully. Listen, you may be aware also that I've spoken here for years about the Democrats program, the After School Satan Club. And this is no joke. After School Satan Club. And the Democrat Party has set up After School Satan Clubs in schools across the United States of America. And then they laugh in your face if you say, oh, so you're a Satan-worshipping ghoul that slaughters the innocent in the womb by the millions, and you give out awards for it, and you literally worship Satan, and they say, oh, no, this is just, it's just, and then they don't say anything that makes any sense. But it is, and I have spoken, Howard, in the past about this being the battle between the darkness and the light, between dark and light, yeah. Between good and evil, and the left represents evil. No group of murderers in the history of humankind has killed as many human beings as the left has killed, and they really only started in earnest in 1918, the Bolshevik Revolution, St. Petersburg and all that, and they really got to work, and they've murdered literally 100 million people plus in the last 100 years. More people that have been murdered in, World War I and World War II combined, and they're doing it in the name of bringing about socialism, which they say will be better for everyone. And socialism is what they tried to create in Jonestown in Guyana. That was a bunch of leftists from the Bay Area in California, Oakland and San Francisco. And they were too afraid to be in San Francisco, so they went to Guyana. And then they were too afraid to be there, so they all took poison or were given poison. And more than 900 people died. But that was all about creating a socialist utopia. And it always is about creating a socialist utopia, isn't it?
And Chris, you're exactly right, and I thank you, because you have a big platform, and I hear you constantly standing up for the unborn, and I thank you for that. And I'll just tell you another difference. They always seem to be on the side of the Muslims and whatever, and I'm not saying all Muslims are bad. My faith tells me, we agree on the homosexuality thing. The Muslims, if you're homosexual, they're going to throw you off a building or something, right? My Christianity doesn't tell me to do that. Why would I do that? I would lovingly talk to that person and try to, tell them the truth in a loving way. I'm not trying to kill them. But that's the difference. And we are on the side of right. We have the truth, Chris. You have it. You talk about it. And all we can do is stand up for what we know is right. And don't let all these crappy people out here in the world shut you up. Because too many conservative Christians, especially Republican politicians, are scared and quiet about the truth, and we have the truth, and we have to share it boldly. And I'll leave you with this, Chris, and you've given me a lot of time, and I thank you. This is Easter Sunday. I'll tell everybody out there that's listening, this is not about a religion. It's about a relationship. Everybody's religious. You need to check your own faith with your personal relationship with your Creator and His Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Chris, and your lovely wife have a great Easter.
Thank you, Howard. That's great. It's a great Good Friday call. I thank you very much. Yeah, and I just called up the After School Satan Club pages that the Democrats peddle. And that's true. They're from the river to the sea. Let's wipe Israel, the chosen people, the Israelites, off the face of the earth, which is what the Islamists in Tehran have dedicated their lives and their deaths to doing. And the Democrat Party has saddled up with Hamas and with the Islamic Revolution in Tehran, and they're literally on the side of the Houthis and Hezbollah in Lebanon. They're completely out of their minds, and they're the left, and it's because they're the party of slavery, they're the party of Satan, they're the party of abortion, they're the party of everything horrible, they're the party of crime, of illegal aliens murdering people, and they'll defend the illegal aliens and their release, the MS-13 gang members back on the street, and Senator Chris Van Hollen will fly to Central America to share a margarita with an elbow straw through an elbow straw with Kilmore Abrego Garcia, the pregnant baby mama, beaten illegal alien MS-13 gang member who's a hero of the Democrat Party. Luigi Mangione murders a CEO on the sidewalks of New York, became an instant hero of the Democrat Party. They didn't put him on the cover of Rolling Stone, I don't think, did they? But they must have wanted to. They did put the Muslim terrorist of the surviving Muslim terrorist of the Boston Marathon bombing, put him on the cover of Rolling Stone. They had the Tsarnaev brothers, Joker Tsarnaev and Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And Joker made his way to the cover of the Rolling Stone. Going to get my picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone by being a mad bomber in Boston at the Boston Marathon. And the Democrat Party, they are in bed with him. And they had to elbow Luigi Mangione out of the way. And the other was Tamerlan Tsarnaev. And named for, by the way, a Muslim hero from centuries ago who cut off so many heads, decapitated so many people, that he built pyramids out of the severed heads. And they said, oh, I think we'll name him Tamerlan. And we'll call him, oh, yeah, after the great Tamerlan, the builder of pyramids with severed human heads. And Joker Tsarnaev, he's still in the Who's Got. Joker ran over his brother Tamerlan and killed him. He didn't really mean to, but he was fleeing the police, as Democrats so regularly do. Isn't that amazing? Now, there's also a story that popped last night. New York Times, ICE arrests the head of Wisconsin's largest Islamic group. ICE arrested the head of Wisconsin's largest Islamic group. Are they like a cheese-oriented Islamic group? Because it's Wisconsin. Why do they have the largest? How many Islamic groups are they in Wisconsin? And do they have guns? Because the Second Amendment, if they're registered Democrats, they shouldn't be allowed to own firearms. But the New York Times, officials detained Salah Sarsour, the president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, saying he had been convicted of crimes by Israel and had lied on a green card application in the 1990s. And the New York Times and the Democrats say, so what? So he's, so he's a terrorist and he lied on his green card application of the United States. The Democrats literally don't care. They say, oh, wave him in. What's the worst that could happen? And then the Jews blow up and there's, bloody meat all over the place. And the Democrats say, well, you know, didn't see that coming. Yeah, you're the only ones. Didn't see it coming. The president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee was detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents this week after the authorities said he had been convicted of crimes by Israel more than three decades ago and had lied on his American green card application. But the New York Times is good with that. Because you're a terrorist. Hey, you got better. Okay, what's the worst that could happen? Maybe I should have a T-shirt that just says, what's the worst that could happen? Because the Democrat Party there, you know, September 11th is like, well, that was our fault, you know, because we were mean to somebody someplace else. They, honestly, taking over the American embassy in Tehran. Well, that was our fault because the Shah, because Mohammad Mossadegh, the left always blames us for everything because they're not on our side. So, Lauren Biss, a spokesperson for the spokeswoman, in fact, for the Department of Homeland Security, said in a statement on Thursday that Mr. Sarsour, Salah Sarsour, who's 53 years old, had been convicted of, listen now, throwing Molotov cocktails, plural, at the homes, plural, of members of the Israeli armed forces and illegally attempting to possess weapons and ammunition. And the Democrats are like, ah, come on, let him in. How many people can he murder, honestly? Mr. Sarsour, who has no criminal record in the United States, that's what the New York Times wants you to know, has been a frequent supporter of Palestinian rights. They have rights. So they have the rights to kidnap and rape and murder and throw people into tunnels for months and things like that and hold their dead bodies. And Palestinian rights and a board member of American Muslims for Palestine. That organization said in a statement on Wednesday that he was a pillar of the community, one of the five pillars, no doubt, and a law-abiding Milwaukee business owner. Other than that, and again, look at how many things the Democrats have firebombed with Molotov cocktails. Usually Jews, you know, like even the Democrat Jewish governor of Pennsylvania in the governor's mansion owned by the people of Pennsylvania, and Democrats used two Molotov cocktails to firebomb the Jewish governor's house because they said he was pro-Israel. A Jewish Democrat in Pennsylvania, and the Democrats used Molotov cocktails to firebomb his home. And then this Islamist firebombing Jews in Israel came to the United States, lied on his application for admission to the United States, and the Democrats are applauding him. All right? There's no such thing as Good Friday if you're a Democrat. Unless, period, 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 as Joe Biden might say.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home? Well, there's one thing that'll get it sold fast and at the highest price. Ready? Find the best real estate agent to help you sell it. Simple, right? But how do you find the best real estate agent? That's easy. Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. On Ready and only on Ready, the best agents near you compete for your business. And get this, they pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah. The best agents put up their money to be your real estate agent. A cash bonus up front, usually thousands of dollars. Extra money in your pocket on day one, just so you'll pick them to be your agent. How much cash? $2,000? $5,000? $10,000? Find out. It's easy and it's free. Just go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com, or call 888-270-READY, 888-270-READY, and get paid to pick your agent.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
Sponsored by Underwriters Laboratories.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA provides veterans, mainly those with service-connected disabilities, hiring preference for all available positions. Service members just leaving the military are also invited to pursue a VA career. Healthcare skills acquired in the military can be applied to VA as doctors, nurses, and other specialties. Go to vacareers.va.gov. That's vacareers.va.gov.
Now, the New York Times here is defending, naturally, it's what they do. They defend Osama bin Laden at this point. Salah Sarsour, 53 years old, convicted in Israel of using Molotov cocktails to firebomb multiple Israeli military homes. And the New York Times, they're all in with him. The Democrats are on the side of any gang of murderers that comes along, no matter where they may come from, even if they'd kill the Democrats first, but never mind that. So the individual in question being defended now by the New York Times, Salah Sarsour, firebombing the Israelis convicted in Israel, lied on his application to get into the United States, and the Democrats shrug, and that means the New York Times, they shrug and say, well, he hasn't been convicted of any major crimes since he reached the United States. So, And they've got, I love this, like, remember, you know, Muhammad Atta. They've got Othman Atta, executive director of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee. I wonder if he's related to Muhammad Atta of the 9/11 hijackers. Spoke on the phone with Mr. Sarsour on Thursday afternoon. Said Mr. Sarsour had been collecting mail at an office on the south side of Milwaukee. Can't have it delivered to his house. On Monday morning, when he was approached outside by an armed man in plain clothes, that's because he's a federal law enforcement officer. Don't crash your car into him, and don't bring a gun to your fist fight with federal law enforcement. But the New York Times, oh, no, he's an armed man. He's in plain clothes. He's a federal law enforcement officer. How stupid are you people? And then about a dozen vehicles pulled up, according to the New York Times. It wasn't a dozen vehicles. They're lying about everything. With more men, also in plain clothes, that like they'd never heard of plain clothes cops or undercover cops or detectives. They've never owned a television. Aren't they amazing? They identified themselves as ICE agents before they took him away. That's because they're federal law enforcement and he's under arrest. See how that goes? Sarsour's first attempt to attain a visa to enter the United States had been denied based on his criminal record in Israel. But in 1993, he entered the United States as a conditional resident, got a green card in 1998.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.